Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? It's Timbo for Angry Fans Radio. You already know Caps is about to be on in a second, but I'm here joined right now with my bro, Three Letterman. What's good, man?
It's your boy, Three Letterman, a.k.a. we just got rid of motherfucking Mark Sanchez, a.k.a. we just got Michael Vick, a.k.a. DeSean Jackson. Let's go.
Get the fuck out of here.
We just signed Vick, baby. We got rid of both Marvel Sanchez.
You can't start the show out like that, bro. Come on.
I got you, bro. I got you. It's a beautiful day, Timo.
I'm still salty over that Phil Jackson move, man. You guys did it.
Yo, hey, it is what it is, though. What's popping on, Tim?
Man, you see that battle that just dropped for Queen of the Ring? By the way, everybody, go watch that shit. The Don Lady and Star Child, go watch that shit. Queen of the Ring.
Yo,
who you got winning that, bro?
I got Don Lady winning that shit 3-0. And the body bag was laid on the floor, and she didn't zip Star Girl Lady Red all the way up, but the damn show almost zipped her ass up, though, man.
It was close.
3-zip.
It was close. You know, I'm going to have to go 3-zip, so I was leaning towards 2-1, but yeah, man, I got to go 3-zip. Don Lady, she killed it, man. Come on. She killed it. She had better presence, better all around, just everything, man. She killed that one.
I agree. And, yo, first of all, Timbo, shout out to Queen of the Ring, because if you notice, they got a whole different setup in Queen of the Ring. I like how they got the background looking all lovely and shit. Because before they was in Brooklyn, and now, you know, they're in the Bronx right now. Yo, Queen of the Ring, man, shout out to them, man. The arena actually looks fucking dope. I can't front.
Yeah, yo, that place was packed, too.
To the rafters.
That place was packed. I like how they did the scheduling, too, at the beginning of the battle.
That was dope on the trailer, right, when Debo went up there. Yeah, I like that, too. So as fans, we know which battle to expect and what day it's coming on. So that's pretty dope, bro.
That was dope. Yo, so there's an announcement here I wanted to run by you really quick.
Mm.
I guess I'm seeing Heartless versus PH.
I'm going Heartless, man.
You going Heartless?
I actually fucks with Heartless, Tim. I really do, bro. Like, not for nothing.
Yeah, man.
Don't kill me when I say this. He beat B-Magic, and he did beat Calico. He did, bro.
He beat Magic. I'm not going to lie. He beat Magic. You know, man, I've spent so long trying to defend that shit, but he beat Magic. I can't. Man, I don't know about that cow battle, though.
I thought he'd be Calico. I ain't going to lie. When he did the arm, wrist. And, oh, my God. Damn.
Cal had shit.
Yeah, Cal had some shit, though, man. I just felt like Heartless kind of went in a little bit, though, man. 2-1. That's not how I had it, though. You know what I mean?
2-1. Okay. I mean, I could see that. Yeah, but he beat
Magic. Not nobody, nothing like that, Tim.
I can't deny it anymore, man. He did beat Magic. I'm not going to lie. But yeah, man, I think that's going to be dope. Apparently, it's going down to King of the Dot, by the way. So that one will be going down right there.
Mm.
And
Tim.
And yeah, what's up?
No, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
I'm also hearing possibly, these are just rumors right here, Chilla Jones versus Latizé.
Oh. Oh, man. Well, who you got, Tim? Who you got?
Man, I think I'm going to have to go with Chilla on this one, bro. I'm not going to lie.
Mm.
I think I'd have to take Chilla 2-1 on this.
Over Lada?
Yeah.
It's going to be a bar fest, though, Tim. I ain't going to lie to you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Lada Zay to expect, though, man. He's so iffy, you know what I mean?
He's hit or miss. He's hit or miss, man. He's hit or miss.
I agree with that. And with that being said, and what you just said, Timbo, about hit or miss, I'm going to go a lot of 2-1. Just 2-1.
Okay.
And, Tim, let me ask you a question. Is that his biggest battle up to date, though? Lada Z. You know what I mean?
you know, depending on where it goes down, it could be. And depending on what happens before that, man, him and Dave was big, though, man.
I mean, yo, let me ask you a question about Chilla, though, because, you know, 2 years ago, we all said Chilla had probably the best battle of 2012 when he battled JC.
Yeah.
Has Chilla meet that, you know, that – has he surpassed that battle or not? He's still kind of, you know, too much pressure on him?
He hasn't surpassed that battle yet. No.
Mm.
I don't think so. I don't think him versus DNA got close to him versus
DNA. What happened to that battle right there, though, fam? I was so disappointed at Chilla versus DNA, man.
That had the potential to be something dope.
I thought it was going to be fire, and it's just probably watch it like two times, Tim.
I think I've watched it once. I was there live. I watched it once, and that was it.
You said you was in the building?
I was in the building for that one. Yeah.
Oh, shit. So how was the atmosphere when you was actually at the battle, attending the battle, though, bro?
Yo, it was packed, man. It was crazy. I mean, with the battles, man, everybody on paper, it was supposed to be the biggest thing ever. You know what I mean? It was supposed to be the biggest thing ever, but the battles were Hitman and Khan could have been so dope.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
It could have been so dope. And then, you know, Surfer's Hollow, that was not the best.
That didn't meet expectations.
It didn't meet expectations, bro. And Rex and Diz, you know, Rex and Diz, the thing that happened with that battle, they went last. And people have been there for 10 hours, you know, 9-10 hours in that place. They went last, and the energy was gone at that point. All the celebrities that were there left already. You know, everyone was just tired, man. Nobody is really listening. But, see, that battle could have been something dope, too. Rex versus Diz, you know. I mean, it was supposed to go down to Armageddon, so.
Yeah, that got canceled because, I guess they had a situation and shit. Yeah.
I was there for that one, too. That one was too crazy, man. That whole experience, nuts. They never bounced back. URL never bounced back from that. That was big. That event not happening was huge, you know.
Well, I think the Mass Hoffa situation kind of put a damper on a lot of things, you know.
That was a nail in the coffin right there. I mean, not saying that they're done or anything, but that
URL is not done. Hey, can I say something real quick, though? Listen, this is Angry Fan Radio. We don't work for Smack and none of nobody. We don't work for nobody. I just want to say, sometimes when I see fans say URL is dead, I'm like, yo, slow down, man. Let's have perspective here, people. Like, Smack, and let's keep it funky. He's the godfather of battle rap. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Now, have there been battles that have been shaky? Yes. But I don't blame Smack if performers come to perform and they give us a lukewarm battle. That's on the battlers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's a coach, Tim. If you coach me and you give me the place to go out there and execute, and I'm not executing the place, that's on Dre. That's not on Timbo. You the coach. You gave me the place. I didn't run it. And you gave me the platform to do what I got to do. That's on me, bro.
See,
I don't know how you feel about that.
Here's what I think with the whole Smack thing. I've gone on Smack, you know, before about the whole thing, all the battles and shit. But you're right. It's on the battle rappers, man. And I personally feel like they think they're going to get the views regardless of what they come with when they battle on Smack. It does not matter. You know, Hitman doesn't have to write, or these people don't have to write 3 rounds. They are going to get the views regardless.
Is fucking whack.
It's whack, of course. It cheats the fans, you know what I'm saying? I've always said Smack got to screen these rappers, man. He has to screen these 3 rounds. You know? I mean, it'll never happen, but you know what I'm saying? Just to make sure. They want to make sure what's going on and what's happening, but they're going to get their views regardless on Smack. You know, as opposed to these smaller leagues, they know they got to come with something classic.
Like,
they got to come with something classic.
Hitman and Khan, not to go back to that, not to backtrack a little bit, but Hitman and Khan got a lot of views, bro. And I'm like, how? Like, you niggas really sit there and click on that shit and watch that shit? I mean, conceited. I mean, what the hell he was doing that whole time? Oh, if you don't like that rhyme, I don't know what I'm going to do for you. No, nigga, there's something you can do. It's called preparing for the fucking battle. It's called you not having MTV fucking the shit with Nick Cannon wilding out on your fucking membrane, and giving us three dope rounds instead of you dapping up Hitman up there like y'all are boys and shit. Like, I ain't like that shit, son. You know what I mean?
I agree. I agree. It didn't feel like that. The whole thing with that, that didn't feel like a
battle. Nah.
Hitman and Khan was not a battle.
That's like me and you battling. We boys and shit. We can't battle. We fuck with each other. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
I wasn't feeling that shit at all.
It didn't feel like a battle at all, man. I think we should take some calls. Let's take some calls.
Let's go. Get it popping, man. Talk to the people. All right.
Let's go. Let's go. 813-732.
Is that Tampa?
Yeah, what it do?
What it do? It's Tampa, Florida,
on,
right?
Bro? Yeah, what's happening? Shout out
what
to
do, Cap.
Shout out to Cap. Shout out to Three Letter Man. I'm waiting on y'all. Shout out to Timbo, too. My bad.
You already. Timbo played a big part in this fucking program, man. I don't want nobody getting fucked up, for real.
That's real. That's real. I'm waiting on you. Cap, you're supposed to be asking me something today, right?
Cap's gonna be
waiting
on.
For Cap.
He's gonna be calling.
Yeah, he's calling
gonna be
on
though. Waiting for the homie
to
call
him. Cap ain't on yet.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
I want to ask you a question. What's your take on the whole URL situation about people get on Smack? You know, for these battle rappers not delivering.
Well, I'm gonna agree with Three Letter Man on that, man. It ain't really. You can't blame URL because them niggas come with that wet shit.
Yeah.
You can't do that. And I was listening in. First thing I wanted to tell y'all, like, Cap's supposed to be saying what makes me an angry fan.
What makes you angry, bro?
So what makes me an angry fan is I got a couple things, but I'll just start with one round battle. That's what I want to start with.
Okay.
It's necessary. I understand where they coming from, where they saying, hey, well, the nigga want $6,000. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give him two grand for a 9-minute rap.
Right.
That's fucking three rounds, nigga.
Yeah.
You don't get up there and spit. Charlie Clip spit against who was it, X Factor for like 20 minutes. That's
yeah,
two
he,
or
did.
Three
he did. He did. He did. Mm-hmm.
That's like two or three battles, homie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's two or three round battles. Just do the shit, break it up. I don't know how hard it is. I'm not no rapper, so I can't really just say all right, we'll just put a pause right here and start somewhere else. But you know what I'm saying? The one round shit got to stop because I think the number two thing is we got to. I don't know how. I don't know when. I don't know what's got to be done, but. It's got to be a judging system.
Yeah, we discussed that one time. Let me ask you a question, Carla. Hold on. About the one-round battles, what did you feel about T-Rex and Young Ill? Because I thought that was the best one-round battle in battle rap history for a one-rounder. What you think about that?
Yes.
What I think about that, this is real nigga shit because I was in the building.
Okay, that's what it is. You was in the
Ooh.
Yeah, I was in the building for that one. But, That shit was classic, and it kind of make you take a different toll, like take a different stance on the one round battles. But how many one round battles have we had that been that good?
Yo, there's only two one round battles I like. I don't know how you brothers feel. I like I said, I actually had Young Ill and T-Rex, and I didn't mind DNA and T-Rex either.
No, that wasn't a bad one. That wasn't a bad one. But we talking about on the Mac, we looking at the amount of one round battles versus the amount of good one round battles.
I agree totally, brother. I'm not gonna sit up and act like I'm not really a one round dude myself. You know what I mean? Because we want more. After we see a nigga battle more, and not for nothing, you had Rex and L battling, and I wanted two more rounds of that shit.
That battle had no business being a one round battle.
Exactly.
The magnitude of that battle, dog, that's got to be three rounds. Goddamn me, with a sudden death almost.
Yeah.
It was in rare form. Rex was in rare form. And for that, that's to be one round. It was a good battle. I'm telling you, that shit was live in the building. That shit was super live. But on the same card, you had Big Will and K-Shine.
K-Shine.
Like, I'm from St. Louis, so I feel bad. But when I walked in the building, I was like, dog, if motherfucking Big Will come with that 106 shit, this nigga K-Shine is going to murder him, dog. And that's exactly what happened, because I was in there with a bunch of niggas that just went with me because they don't even fuck with battle rap.
Right.
But I was at home, and we went up in that bitch, and niggas was in there like, man, this nigga's getting killed, dog.
Jesus. What you thought about Hitman and Goods, though?
Caps, you on?
Yo, what's good, man?
What's good, my brother?
I just got the wild speeding ticket just now, B.
Oh,
that's awesome. Oh, listen, shit.
Yo, Cass,
yeah,
you hit a deer and got a speeding ticket in the same week, bro?
Yo, I be on, son. If you knew how my job was, son, you would know what's going on with this shit, my nigga. Like, I'm always in the car and shit, son. But fuck all that shit. What's good, though?
What's good,
yeah,
my dude?
Yo. Hold on.
This
call
is day
it.
One,
call
nigga.
Call it. I'm going to keep you on really quick, but we got Sway following up right now.
Okay.
Sway Seva.
Yo.
Yo.
Good.
Yo, y'all,
good.
Okay, y'all hear me. What up, yo?
What they do, Sway?
What up? What's going on?
My shit, my nigga.
Yo,
good
right
you,
now.
Nigga?
Yeah. If I do this interview and I sound like Shotgun Shook, it's because I just came back from Red Lobster and I feel wild fat.
Yeah, you're mother.
Me and my lady just came back from Red Lobster. I'm walking in the street, walking home right now. Feeling a little sluggish, my nigga. I might fucking end this shit sitting on the toilet, nigga.
All right, take your hair.
But we going to do the interview.
Yo,
I'm lying, baby. She like, you talking too much. That's too much. I'm lying. That's how I feel. Nigga feel sad right now.
Oh, man.
Poison penance.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Babe.
What up, y'all? How y'all doing, man?
Tell me, brother.
Hey, yo, I want to know if you're ready for verb, my nigga. You ready?
Damn,
yeah,
straight
baby.
To the point, huh, Caps?
Yeah, straight
I
to the point.
Know,
I like
I
that.
I want to know if he's ready, man.
The
like,
question
he's
is verb ready for me?
And all this shit. You know what I mean? Is he working?
The question is verb ready for me?
Oh, shit.
Swave, this three-letter man, what's good, B?
Three-letter, what
okay.
up, baby?
What they do, son? Nah, bear with me, Swave. Now, you know we keep it funky right here on Angry Fan Radio. That's all we do.
I wouldn't have anything less.
Out of all your battles, I got to say the most disappointing battle from Swave 7 that I've ever witnessed was you and Raw, my dude.
Yeah, I mean, that was the most disappointing one I ever witnessed.
Did you have verb on your mind? Are you right? How long you been writing for verb? Because we know you've been writing for verb. We probably got like 12 rounds of fucking.
Not even. I didn't even start writing for verb until after the Raw battle.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So, you know, you can't do shit like that, man. This battle rap shit changed. You can't do shit on bars like that for niggas. So that shit get corny. You sit on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
I had wild bars for verb last year, but I ain't using none of those. And it's like, it's played out. Niggas have said shit to him already, and it's like it wouldn't even be new for me to use those shit no more. He done did shit within a year that I could talk about now. Like, for me to bring up old shit is why.
Okay. So it's not going to be no old.
It ain't gonna be no shit that I've been sitting on since I called him out. I even looked at that. What's up, big headed ass nigga? Then you hit me and run last time. I should punch your head off. Oh, my fault. Yeah, my fault. Yeah, you couldn't even get your keys out of time, nigga. Now you corny, nigga. That one. Be who up, B? Hold on, yeah. I'm about to. Look. Drop your tea and all that, B. Oh, you did like a little girl. Go ahead, man. Before I hurt you, man. Go ahead, so come get your brother, man. Before I plant him somewhere, man.
Yeah, hello.
Yo, what up? You got to school the little niggas around the way every now and then. You know what I mean?
All right. What up? Nah, shit.
Yeah,
man.
But what I was saying, the shit that when I started writing for verb, I even went over the shit that I had before, and I ain't even like it no more. Like, nah, this shit ain't gonna fit. Nah, this shit ain't gonna do. Nah, this nigga said that shit to him already. You know what I mean? So, nah, I ain't using that shit.
So I knew right there. That's cool. Niggas ain't know that shit. I didn't know you was writing for verb till after Raw and shit.
The nigga, when he came out with that song and said, fuck Swave, I had three rounds for him then.
Oh.
That's when niggas was hungry. Like, he said my name, oh, shit. You know what I mean? I was trying to get it before I got the ice battle, but he ran. He ran for the song. So, you know, it is what it is now.
And Swave, Street Letter Man again, you said that, because, you know, for years, for like the last, I want to say, And correct me if I'm wrong, for the last 2 years, I think the fans, we want to see this battle between you and Verb. And,
yeah.
You know, Verb kept saying, you know, nobody want to drop the money bag on this, that, and the third. What finally made it happen? We're like, okay, fuck it. Y'all both locked in, and this is going to happen. Did that call happen to you? Did y'all speak, or how did that transpire?
I ain't never speak to Verb on the phone in my life.
Okay.
Be real with you, I always been ready. It was all on him, and I don't know what Gracie. You got to ask Gracie and Verb that, because I don't know what
okay.
she did. Mm. You know what I mean? She let Verb lick the crack of her ass or something.
Man.
I don't know.
Let me ask you a question, Slave. You wanted Verb, like, for a minute and shit. Like, what made you really, 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 like, want to go at Verb and shit, out of all the people and shit?
The comment he made about trying to destroy New York niggas. The same reason why I wanted to battle Disaster back then is the same reason why I wanted to battle Verb. Like, the niggas, they trying to kill New York niggas. Like my niggas, you not that tough like that. Don't get me wrong, Verb is nice. Don't get me wrong, I was a fan. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when Charlie Clips killed him, the bitch came out of him. He was on Twitter ranting like a little girl, man. You know what I mean? And then when I said something to him, I hit him up like, yo, my nigga, you win something, you lose something, man. It's part of life. He goes, next you know, I hear the song, Fuck Swayze. I'm like, yo, what? Hold on, brother. Like, you jumping the gun, B. Nah, so my whole thing is you ain't going to slap me and not give me the opportunity to hit back, my nigga. Nigga, slap the button. You know what I mean? Like, yo, hold on. You know you ain't about to chase a nigga. Like, come on, my nigga. Don't slap me and dart, nigga. Please stand there and fight.
Verb definitely was ducking you and shit, basically.
Yeah, man, it ain't no secret, nigga, why I had to hide money, you know what I mean? And then, you know, we could go back to the old school, but before when I called him out on some respectful shit. I ain't disrespecting, man. It was just on some challenge because he was nice. You know, if you're going to battle, nigga, why not battle the nice nigga? I don't want to spend a career battling mediocre niggas. That's not proving
that
nothing
right
to me.
There.
Still be, that's no proving nothing. So the nigga, everybody was champion, bro. Everybody was like, he was the king. He was nice. He's from saying he was the leader of that St. Louis movement. You know what I mean? He was the face
right.
of it. So I'm like, all right, these St. Louis niggas keep this. You know what I mean? I remember when he came out the day he battled SB, he was supposed to battle Ice. That shit didn't go down. And he was walking around New York in Harlem, matter of fact. That was in Harlem. He was walking around Harlem like he was untouchable. So that shit made me feel some kind of way. Like, yo, let me find out how to pluck this nigga head off one quick time. Like, you know what I mean? And then, you know, I started watching this battle and I became a fan. Like, nah, money is actually nice. You know what I mean? Then the first time I ever met him was Summer Madness 1. It's right before, you know, right before any battle started, the niggas is mingling. I seen him in Chase. I walked up to him and before I could say something, he's telling me how nice I am. Yo, you cold, man. I was just telling my man about you. What not telling you about him? And Chase looked at me like, yeah, man. He told me he was cold, man. And I'm like, yeah, good looking. Then they asked me to come to St. Louis to do Word War, whatever thing he was doing in St. Louis at the time. And I was with it, you know what I mean? And then Charlie Clips battle happened. And the man, that's why I was so shocked, too, because you just asked me to come to St. Louis, nigga. And then Charlie killed you. You felt some kind of way. You go on Twitter, you went like a girl. Now, I mean, I ain't even go in on you like, yo, how you being a little girl. I just say, yo, my nigga, you win some, you lose some, my man. It happens. God, such, oh, you a bad ass New Yorker too. La, 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 la. You know what I mean? Well, I could read his tweets and see he was tweeting with his chest out and all that. So I say, yo, you feel me? Let me back up before I wind up popping on this nigga. So you know what I mean? I just chilled. Then I heard the song.
The song really puts you over the edge and shit.
Yeah, the song put me over the edge because I was genuinely fucking with Duke. Like, I ain't had no malice towards him. Everybody else in the song, he mentioned other people in the song. I don't want y'all to get in Mr. School. Like, he just said my name. He said Goods. He said Mickey Sacks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he had shit with them. Me and you never seen me and Verb arguing prior to that. I never even spoke to the nigga. So when he put my name in it, I felt genuinely some kind of way. Like, what the fuck was that about? Like, I ain't come at you with no malice or nothing. I just said, man, shit. Nigga, you win some, you lose some, nigga.
Yo, Swave, it's Angry Fan. If you beat Verb, will you only battle, like, top names?
No.
No?
I'm still going to be the same me. Nigga, I'm doing this to prove a point, nigga.
I got you. Yeah, but I'm saying, if you think about it, man, nigga, if you beat a top, because Verb is, like, a top name, like you were saying with the whole Midwest Movement and all that shit. Like, if you beat that nigga, obviously your status is going to jump crazy because I think that's going to be, like, one of your biggest wins, no?
Definitely. And then my status probably will. If I kill him, my status probably will jump. But when I get stunk in my head, nah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I got a battle after Verb May 31st against a no-name already.
Oh, wow.
But I win or lose, I'm still going through that battle. So, you know what I mean?
Wait a minute. That's in Philly?
Yeah, it's Philly, yeah. So I'm making it easy to block Captain.
Early. I'm going to be hosting that event right there.
Yeah, matter of fact, you hosted. Rain Man, my nigga Rain Man making his comeback against Ty Law.
Yes, sir. I can't wait, man.
Sway,
the whole WBL out there, man. Real shit. I can't wait to come to Philly, man.
Sway, let me ask you a question here. This is the other man again. I've noticed a lot of times when your peers, right,
mm-hmm.
they have the utmost respect for you. When the DNAs, Charlie Clips, I always notice a lot of your peers talk good about you. They act like they would say, nah, when somebody asks them, would you battle Swave Seller? They're like, nah, Swave is my boy. Does that piss you off a lot? Because I think you're one of the most duck cats in battle rap.
It pissed me off. I can't say it pissed me off because if a nigga fuck with me. I can't be mad if a nigga fuck with me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm just an all-around cool dude. My nigga, what can I say?
You think you duck, though? Do you think niggas duck you, though?
I do.
And I mean hard body.
Not hard body. I do. It's no secret. You know what I mean? I think a nigga like T is running. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I do think that because he's another name. Let's not get into school. Like, Verb wasn't the only nigga I called out. Verb is just the one that y'all hear me call out most because of, you know, the shot he took at me in the song or whatever. So I always had it there for him for that. But as far as niggas I wanted to battle, I kind of wanted to battle T more than Verb because I think me and T would be an ill back and forth. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that me and Verb wouldn't be, but I just think me and T would have just been a better back and forth. You know what I mean?
I think you and Verb is going to be a better back and forth, son. I really do.
You think so?
Yeah. Cool, man.
Like I said, I wanted to battle nice niggas, man. I think Big T was nice. I mean, I think Big T is nice. I ain't going to say was. I think Big T is nice. Like, he's one of my tops. You know what I mean? Verb was one of my tops. I think he was nice. I wanted to battle him for that.
Who do you think is better, Verb or Big T, Sway?
Lyrically?
Yeah. Well, battle-wise.
Verb. Okay. Authentic-wise, T.
Ooh. Mm. Mm. Ooh. What you mean authentic-wise? What you mean?
See, I'm not a Matrix nigga. I'm not a Neo nigga. I'm not a Morbius. I don't live in the Matrix nigga. I can tell when a nigga being real. Verb is smoking mirrors. T is legit, man. I get to look in that man's soul and see the niggas really outside Chicago in the streets, my nigga. I can believe shit he say. You know what I mean? Opposed to Verb. Verb say shit because it sound cool. He don't say shit because he lived it. You feel me?
But there's so many battles out here like that, though. You don't think?
It is. You're right. And that's why I don't listen to half these shit no more.
And Swave, you would agree that Verb has better battles than Big T out here?
Better battles?
Yeah, by far.
By far, yeah, I do. I would say that.
Okay. No shade on Big T. I'm just, you know, throwing it out there.
Maybe not by far. Let me not say that. But I think Verb got a better resume. And I think Verb got probably more bodies.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's keeping it real. Like, I'm not even throwing shade on the nigga.
Right.
I'm about to battle him. That's just straight facts. I think Verb probably, I think his battles have more replay value than T's too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember Swift, we fans, so we agree with that shit. Well, I agree with that shit.
Yeah.
But you know, I really noticed Big T. I was going back and forth with Big T on Twitter, and he actually put his resume out there. Big T got a big ass resume also. Why didn't realize that shit?
Nah, he do. He definitely do.
Mm-hmm. But I kind of think that 50 Cent shit kind of went to his head a little bit.
Yep. What they got him up heavy.
You got him or Big Cannon, Swave?
I'm going with Big Cannon.
Me too.
Big Cannon.
2-1.
Yeah, I thought I wasn't blocking. I got Big Cannon too.
I got Big Cannon because Big Cannon is a little bit more versatile than T.
I agree with that.
He could have butted his ass off.
Yeah.
Niggas got to let Cannon go first type shit. You got to hope he win a coin toss against that nigga because if you go first, that nigga, half of his, his half of his intro of his rap be rebuttals before he even gets to his bit. He'll rebuttal you for 8 bars.
Mm-hmm. You're right,
you know,
about
what I mean?
That shit, too. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes rebuttals is hard to get around. Nigga, if you're not a freestyler, like, you don't know T for being a freestyler. You don't know him for being a rebuttaler. You know what I mean? He's a technical nigga. How can it be put it? I'm technical. You know what I mean? He one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Them niggas, rebuttaling got a way of making a nigga feel uncomfortable when you could throw a line he just said right back at him. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Oliver Don is probably one of the illest niggas in Clips.
That's why I give, like, Charlie Clips, he fucked conceded up, B. All three rounds.
Yeah, yeah.
That Captain Walker rebuttal was fucking crazy, B.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I give niggas like that certain problems. Disaster, DNA, Charlie Clips, my nigga Ill Will. You know what I mean? Niggas like that got that rebuttal time. Even Hollow. Hollow's a nigga. Hollow is one of the best rebuttalists to me because he a nigga that will stop in the middle of his round and rebuttal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of niggas do it at the beginning or at the very end. You feel me? This nigga can go into his written, stop mid-written, and open up 12 bars of rebuttals and then go back into his written. That's not easy to do, man.
Sway, who you got winning, Hollow or Lux?
Hollow.
Oh, okay. Wow. Hollow nigga keeping it funky. Wow.
That's what it is. I think it's a great battle. And I'm saying Hollow because I was going back and forth for about I looked at it one time, and on first look, I gave it to Hollow. When I looked at it second, I gave it to Lux. I looked at it third, and I was like, yo, this is a draw.
Yeah,
like,
it's crazy.
I looked at it for real. Me and my man had a conversation about it. My man actually think Lux won. And I can see why he think Lux won, because Lux shit hit to the heart. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Not saying Hollow shit did, but Hollow shit was more plain. Like, I'm a plain to see nigga. I'm a nigga that I don't want you to have to go home and think three times about what I said, nigga. When I say it, I want you to get me right then and there. You know what I mean? Lux was giving you intelligent bars that a lot of ignorant niggas is just oohing and ahhing because they're hearing other niggas ooh and ah. You know what I mean? Y'all niggas ain't getting that shit. Fuck
yeah, I've been saying that shit for
so
long, man.
The battles, my nigga. When niggas be like, ooh, I'll be like, yo, what he say? And nigga be, huh? Oh, well, nigga, you ain't even, you know what I mean? What you ooing for, nigga? Like, Chester, nigga, go stand in the crowd on one of them lines that hit so-so, but niggas ooh, and then look at the nigga next to you and be like, yo, what that meant?
Yeah.
Watch how you catch the nigga, like, huh? What he meant? He meant, nigga, you don't know nothing, nigga.
No, I mean, Sway, this is Timbo here, man. I got a quick question for you. You and Daylight, you know, it's supposed to happen. Summer Madness 3 didn't happen.
Right.
I know you went and spit your bars. What's your take on, you know, what he's doing now? Obviously, he's doing all the antics and shit. If he would have tried that with you, were you kind of prepared that he was going to do something crazy on stage at Summer Madness 3?
It wouldn't have been Mass and Sivius fighting. Mad Facilius went to shut Summer Madness down, I tell you that. Daylight, my niggas, so shout to Daylight now, because that's my man. But I told Daylight this. He brought ball sweat on my face, my nigga. So, boy. Listen.
Yeah.
All that friendship shit out the window. I was going to try to end that, man.
Mm.
That shit, you just sort of shouldn't turn lines from course, man.
Right. Yeah.
Daylight.
Yeah.
And he'll tell you. He didn't know who he could do it. He did it to Lopez. He had his reasons, but you know,
right.
He not gonna do it to everybody.
My nigga,
I don't really think he would have did it to me. I believe in my heart he would have did that. I think he would have did something antic, but the antic would have stayed within the confines of itself. It wouldn't have crossed no lines with me.
Yeah.
He would have did something to make the audience laugh. You feel me? Like, I don't think he would have did like.
There's no real reason for that nigga to do what he did to Lopeshi, my nigga. That's not giving
no,
that nigga a pass for that.
Your son, my nigga. I told, nigga, they like to tell you, I told him to his face, my nigga, there's no way in hell you couldn't justify what you did to that man.
At all. I don't give a fuck about that interview.
I even said it in the Facebook. I even said I got into it. I seen a Facebook post where Lopeshi was trying to justify why he ain't do nothing. And I'm like, yo, my nigga, you pussy. That's the only justification. Because ain't no way in hell.
Right.
Yeah. He ain't want to stoop to the level. Plus, he wanted to get his bars out. He had some real shit he wanted people to hear about. Then. And I was like, yo, Pesci, you pussy. Like, I'm pretty sure. I even made a nigga say, I was like, yo, type I, if anybody would have been mad if Lopez snuffed Daylight after that. I'm like, if you would have understood, not if you would have been mad, if you would have understood if Lopez shoved Daylight after that, type ah, it was like 1,000 eyes after that. You know what I mean? Like, niggas would have understood that. Niggas would have vowed that you did that, just did nothing, nigga.
Exactly.
No, nigga, come on, this certain shit you gotta react to, my nigga.
Swave, another thing I want to say to you. I had you winning, like, I had you 3-0 O-Red. I had you 3-0 YK. I thought you did YK something fucking awful.
Yeah.
And I had you 3-0 Shotgun Shug.
Yeah, I got 3-0'd all them niggas.
Whoa.
I 3-0'd Big Cannon. I 3-0'd QT.
Yeah.
I 3-0'd Shotgun Shug.
Yeah, I had him 3-0'd Shotgun Shug, yeah.
I
like Shug first. Don't I like Shug when I say no shit in his first round.
I never say, listen, man, when I give a nigga 3-0, I'm not saying you have a good round. I'm just saying edge yourself.
His best round was his first. The best line he said in the battle was in his second. The car sack line.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
and
the
I think he got 3-0'd.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you why I got 3-0, because I did a whole scheme about movies, nigga. I want to battle Shug, not G-Money, not, and you came at me with me. Right after I do it, you come at me with movie punchlines.
But you know that that's his style anyway, Swave. That was
part
of you right there.
That's not a style you can't fuck with me with. You gonna be a street nigga, you better do some street bars and not street movies, nigga.
Yeah, Adam's winning. I had you winning that 3-0, B.
Yeah, no.
I like Shug, and I fuck with Shug, but I had you win that, though.
Right, no doubt. I fuck with Shug. Shout out to Shug, though. He about to battle Rosa Bergwall, I heard.
Oh, what? It's about to go down.
I don't know. My man in the street was telling me that shit. I don't know if it's true or not, though. Don't quote me.
If that happens, though,
is the hype still there? I mean,
I think so,
because
of Twitter.
I mean, I don't see why not. They were going in heavy after I battled Rose.
Yeah.
Right after my battle dropped, I see him and Shug going at it on Twitter somewhere.
Twitter, they were hard body for hours, my nigga. Yeah, son, for hours.
Yeah, they
were going
crazy.
I think Raw could beat Shug, and I fuck with Shug.
Yeah, you think what? You think Raw could beat Shug?
I have a feeling Raw could beat Shug, my dude.
Huh?
Yeah, I think Raw could beat Shug.
Yo, I was too real to it. After that Lotta Zay battle, even though it was 2 rounds, Shug went crazy versus Lotta Zay.
You think so? I don't think Shug beat Lotta Zay.
No, but it was only 2. What you had? You had a 2-0?
Fucking whack ass 2-round battles. Fuck out of here with that.
I hate that battle.
So if one nigga won, if they won a round each, then what? You know what I mean? I hate that shit too, man.
That shit is whack.
2-round battles. That's why I hate the Vermin Hollow battle. All the bars I was setting up battle came to call a winner, man.
What, Vermin Hollow?
Nah,
that shit was fire, my nigga.
So the battle is fire, but I think it's a 1-1. I think it's a round each.
You think Hollow won round 2?
Nah.
I think Hollow won one round 1.
No.
You
got a bad one.
I ain't watching it. As a matter of fact, you know what? I need to pull that up, being about the battle. I ain't watched that battle in a while.
Yeah.
So when I remember when I watched it, I gave it 1-1, one each. Like, it's a 2-round battle. There's no winning that battle to me.
Actually, I've
heard you must have gave Hollow round 2, I think.
Dude, I must have. What round was it when he was like, yo, in a T-shirt that said, I did it? That was round 2, right?
Yeah,
that was round 2.
Round 1 was when
Verb was like jumping in front of him and all that shit. Like, shut up, bitch, I've been in line and all that shit. Verb was going off round 1, I thought, man.
Yeah, round 1, Verb probably got it. Yeah, that's it. Round 1, Verb got it. Round 2, Hollow got it. There's no clear winner in that battle. But who was the genius that made a 2-round battle?
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good question, Sway.
What about 1-round battles? You like those somewhat?
I hate those too, B. I hate those, but I'd rather see that through 2 rounds.
Yeah.
Just go 3 rounds, man. I don't like 1 round. You know what else I hate? Unlimited rounds. I can't stand that shit.
Yeah.
I hate when niggas mapping all fucking day, man.
Yeah.
It makes me think of the back of the day when niggas used to rap in cyphers and you had that one nigga that rhymes forever. And you like, man, the cypher starts fitting out, niggas walking away now. Niggas, shut the fuck up and let other niggas rhyme, man. I hated that shit, sir.
Okay.
Niggas got 14-minute rounds and shit. That shit is ridiculous, B.
Hey, yo, Sway, can we get your predictions for the crown event?
I know you said you think Big Hand is going to beat Big T.
Right.
What about Arsenal Young L?
Arsenal Young L, that's going to be a goodie.
You think so?
I think that's going to be a goodie. I just hope Young L come with his real shit and don't play with Arsenal. If Young L come and play with Arsenal, Arsenal going to win. Yeah. But I was chilling with Young L in Canada, and Young L was giving me ideas that he had for Arsenal. If he execute these ideas he said he had, I'm going to kill that boy.
Yeah. What about Charlie Clips versus Hitman Holla?
Clips.
Clips?
Yeah.
Does Hitman have
it?
You think Hitman stands a chance?
Do I think he stands a chance? Of course he stands a chance. Hitman ain't no slouch. But like I said earlier, Charlie Clips, one of my, I didn't say it earlier, but I mentioned his name when we talking about the freestylers and the Butterly. Charlie Clips is a real hard nigga to beat, man. He damn near got the full package when it comes to this battle shit.
Yeah.
But the boy got bars, he got jokes, he keeps the crowd at the same. He got delivery, he got performance, and he can freestyle with a butter with his ass off.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat a nigga like Clips.
But keep it real, though. When he be doing that psych out live, sometimes he be fucking up when he be doing that shit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Clips.
You ain't shitting on him. It's a fan show. You on the fan
show. No, I'm not shitting on him. Clips does have a flaw.
Okay.
And his flaw, to me, is, how can I say this? Maybe cockiness? The fact that he don't complete a third round, what would you label that under? Is that him being cocky, like, fucking, I don't have to finish this shit, I can push out of it?
I agree with that, Swave. I also think that Clips is hard to beat. Would you agree with? I think Charlie Clips is one nigga that's hard to beat, my nigga.
Yeah, I said that.
He's one of the hardest
to beat. You know what I mean?
But Swave is right about that third round shit. I don't know if that's cockiness or if that's, is that lazy?
Yeah, I don't want to say cockiness. I don't want to offend my nigga Clips. That's my flow. But I think that his flaw is the fact that he slacks off when it comes to that third.
I disagree with that, Swave. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
After the battle he had with B-Magic, I think the fans got him so hard that he came with a third round against Scherz.
That's one battle.
He had mad battles last year, son. He probably had the most battles.
No. You're not hearing me. That's one battle where he came with it all three rounds. I'm talking about his last couple battles before that, he didn't have a whole third round.
Yeah, before
you know
B-Magic,
Be Magic, but I'm saying after that, he's had third rounds, though.
Like you said, the fans went in on him.
He went in hard, man.
Clips even told me, he was like, nah, I got to stop doing that. Nigga, think I don't be preparing such and such, such. You know, he did his little blog about his little beef with Smack, and one of the problems Smack had with him is they felt like he wasn't giving him his all. They paying him all his money, and you're not giving your all. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he said he was going to make up for it, and his battle was conceded. He came with a full three. He came with a full three for B-Magic like the thing.
Yeah.
And when he come with a full three, niggas got a problem.
Yeah, word.
That's
real.
What it is. Let's say what it is. When Charlie Clips come with a full three rounds, niggas got issues.
Ask him, sir.
Ask him, sir.
is Charlie Clips the number one rapper besides yourself? I figure you're going to say yourself.
Is
number
one rapper?
The number one battler besides yourself.
Is Charlie Clips number one?
Yeah.
He's in my top five.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never
going to
put a nigga above me, but I you know who I really want to see go at it? Because Charlie Clips and Ill Will, because them niggas rank kind of the same to me. And Ill Will, where Charlie lacks, I think Ill Will don't, as far as completing third round. Ill Will could rebuttal. He just like a Charlie Clips to me. I think them two niggas need to go at it.
Yeah, son. I agree with that.
Charlie Clips and Ill Will? Damn.
I agree with that.
I think that'll be a better battle than Lux and Hollow, my nigga.
You know what?
I got to agree. I agree with that, I think.
I agree with that, too.
Saying that to Will, Team Hami. That's my nigga. Everybody know what it is. I'm not just saying that for that. Although, you know, I'm biased to my team, but I just think that battle, them two niggas, I think that should have shoot through the roof, man. I think they would give the people what they want to hear. I just think that should be fire.
Your man, Ill Will, is on fire right now, B. Serious talk. Like, we always give him props up here on the show, man. I think Ill Will got next, if you ask me.
What you say?
I think Ill Will got next, if you ask me, though, bro. I think he's the future.
Yeah, I think
so,
too. I think so, too. I told Will B, when I retire and I'm not battling Team Jaime Nango, I'm strong, I want him to be, like, forefront as far as battle-wise. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to leave the battle scene. But you know me, niggas like P.A. Thickens is not going to do this shit forever. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think, like, you know, my team, I mean, youngsters, like Lana Zay, Will, this shit over, man.
Hey, yo, what's up
with my nigga? All these two niggas out.
Hey, yo, what's up with my nigga Moneybags? Can we get a Moneybags?
Moneybags is the number one. Moneybags is focused on music. You know, Team Jaime, right now, we in our music zone.
Yo,
you know
he got
mean?
Mad shit. I'll be retweeting. He got a lot of music. Moneybags.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. I said Moneybags got a lot of music. I'll be retweeting, man. I fuck with Moneybags hard.
Yeah, nah. Every Team Jaime Tuesday. Niggas drop something every Tuesday. Team Jaime Tuesday. But Moneybags is in his music zone right now. So he ain't really thinking about battles. But if the right battle come his way, and if it makes sense, he'll do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
I want to see him battle Cortez or somebody.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know,
I want to see Moneybags on the URL stage. I want to see him battle like a Rich Dollars or something.
But yo, Moneybags has been talking about the URL for so long, and his battles, how they not giving him no burn.
Yeah, and it is, you know. I don't know what it is, man. I'm gonna get him on that stage.
That shit is whack right there.
Yeah, that shit is whack. You know. I think a lot of it got to do with, I ain't going to pull nobody out of curtain because we spoke about it, so I don't want to be a bitch-ass nigga and bring it up again. But
right.
I think there's some hating on my team when it comes to that side of things. See? You know what I mean? Certain niggas always got certain members of my team in their mouth, you know what I mean? Certain niggas be trying to do that divide and conquer tactic. Team Jaime is strong, you can't divide us, nigga.
Yeah.
Sweet. What the fuck do you feel like? Midwest nigga shit to join my team. Keep it to your fucking self, my nigga.
That doesn't make no sense anyway. I hate when niggas say that.
I hate that shit, B. Nigga trying to make a nigga feel, oh, you a Midwest nigga, you should have joined no East Coast nigga. Fuck out of here. We family, nigga. Yeah, nigga was saying that shit. They got me mad. And when I press niggas, nigga want to be like, oh, Swayze, you my nigga, though. You know we cool. Like, I don't like that type of shit. Don't
that's
try
bullshit.
To divide and call this shit with me, my nigga.
Yeah.
My team is strong, and I stand by us.
I'm be real with you, Swave. I'm glad that Ill Will's cool with you. I would have liked to see you battle Ill Will before, too. I'm not lying.
True. Me and Ill Will will battle, but y'all won't see it.
I feel you.
In the confines of our own home, nigga. It's my brother. We sharpen our own swords and all that, but y'all just probably won't ever see that.
Be real quick. JC.
Huh?
B-Magic versus JC.
That's a toss-up for me, B. I don't know. B-Magic? I'm going to say B-Magic, maybe? Because, you know, I fuck with B-Magic heavy, yo.
Mm-hmm.
And JC? I try to shout out to T-Rock, and every time a nigga count T-Rock out, the nigga pull it off. Like, you feel me? I thought JC was going to be T-Rock. You know what I mean? And he did. So I don't know how he could stand up against, well, you know, Magic and T-Rock was kind of crazy, too. So I don't know, son. That's a toss-up to me, B. That's a toss-up.
Mm-hmm. And
that's
going to
be
a final.
That's going to be fucking what I want to be in front. Probably be one of the best back-and-forth exchanges of that night.
True.
I agree. All right, the final battle on that card is DNA versus Young Cannon.
This one is hunger versus experience. DNA being the experience and Cannon being the hungry one. Cannon been on DNA a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Cannon feel any way that I feel about Verb, about DNA, he gonna kill that boy.
Mm-hmm.
But DNA has a way of pulling it off. He's the number one that not rebuttals. He's the number one that can make one of your hardest minds. He can rebuttal one of your hardest lines and make it feel like marshmallow juice. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, my nigga. Like, I would say Young Cannon because of the hunger, but I'll say DNA because of the experience. The DNA might pull it out.
Yeah.
Pull it off. Pause. Pause.
Sway.
Yo, yo.
What's going on, my girl QB, man? Y'all still tight or what? Even I know she's
that's
not Team Tommy. Huh?
I'll always be tight with her.
That's what's up, my nigga.
Word. I love that girl. Nobody will ever get me to talk bad about her on no radio. Oh,
word.
My nigga. Fuck you, nigga. Yeah, I see. You took the glass. Beautiful child. Yeah, I'm over here. I'm doing an interview right quick, my nigga. Hold on. Let me go. Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Yo, Sway, we're going to take, we got a lot of calls, man. We're going to take a couple calls for it.
Nah, I'm here.
All right.
Come on,
let's do
917-332.
Yo, what's good?
Y'all can hear me?
Peace.
What's going on? Yo, what's good, man? Salute to y'all, man. Much respect for this whole format, man. I'm really fucking with y'all, man, for real.
Word up.
First of all, I want to say two quick things. Number one, that whole, to go back to what y'all was talking about, rounds, man, and the whole smack thing, I think that, you know what I'm saying, like niggas wasn't always counting rounds. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't always that you would be counting rounds and you would give a nigga one or two rounds. It used to be you would judge the overall battle and who came out looking the best over the overall battle. So for niggas,
what you mean by counting rounds?
Like a nigga say, yo, you got round number one, you got round number two,
round number three.
It used to be like, yo, that nigga did better than the other nigga, you know what I'm saying?
And it's still like that, but, you know, they also put a little boxing aspect to it, and, you know, in boxing, they score you round for round. You know what I mean?
That's exactly why I bring it up, because in boxing, you could get knocked the fuck out. And if you go back to like a Math versus T-Rex, it shouldn't even be no counting rounds. That last third round is a knockout. They shouldn't even be counting rounds with something like that. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you 100%. I see what you're saying. And you know, right? You got a valid point with that. But you know, I guess it made for the consumer. It made it easier for the consumer to label a winner because we don't have judges.
Yeah.
So niggas got to break something down somehow. You feel me? Ain't no judging system no more. Hopefully, personally, I wish me and Bird Battle was judged. I want judges.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think high-profile battles like that, the Lux and Hollow, I think them shit should have judges.
Yeah.
Because now you got both niggas walking around thinking they won.
Exactly.
And that's another thing I heard about Battle today. How niggas be thinking they won. Like, I see Arsenal put on Twitter, he's 24-0. Are you serious, my nigga? Come on, yo. Like my nigga, I know I'm not undefeated. You got to be proud, my nigga. Even Jordan had a bad game, my nigga.
Of course, my nigga.
Like, that's what I don't like about this shit. These niggas be thinking they invincible. Like,
you know what I mean?
Come up there and still have next to nothing. But sometimes they like to come into a battle full of air sticks and tell you he won.
Fuck out of here, man. Exactly.
Yo, but Slave, man, I want to tell you, man, I fucks with you hard body, my dude. I'm in L.A. right now, but I'm from New York, man. You cut from that cloth, man, but I want to tell you, man, I love New York, son, but fuck all that New York, son, that shit, son. I'm riding with Team Homie, son. I don't care if a nigga from Harlem, a nigga from Brooklyn, son, the nigga Sway will kill a nigga. And I think a lot of niggas from New York need to do that battle for who the top nigga in New York. Like, ain't niggas trying to stick together. Back in the day when Smack was around, a lot of them Harlem niggas already battled each other, Mook versus Luck. So they already got who they think. You know what I'm saying? But I think niggas need to push again because, to be honest, that's where the top niggas is at anyway. So if you want to be top, you know what I mean? The nigga, the strongest nigga out of New York is going to be that nigga.
Yo, son, on some real shit, I want to do a regional battle. Your city and then. I want to do a Harlem versus St. Louis, Harlem versus Detroit, Harlem versus. I want to start doing those. And I don't really want to battle nobody else from Harlem. I just don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's over.
Yeah.
Me and Ice did our thing, and it was supposed to die. That shit was supposed to happen because everybody kept preparing us. Every interview I did, they asked me when I was going to battle Ice, or, you know, should battle Ice. And I just got tired of that shit, so we locked in. But I think right now I want to round all my Harlem niggas up, and we challenge whoever. Verb, get your team. X Factor, get your team. You know what I mean? We go to Cali, get your disaster, get your team. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just want to do that. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, it's gonna be wrapped up, man.
I ain't even going to hold y'all, man. Yo, keep doing your thing, Team Mommy, what it is, man. Salute to Angry Fan and all that, man. Word up.
Early salute, bro.
Yeah.
All right, all right. Let's go to 443-413. You want it?
Yo.
443. What's going on?
Yo.
Shout out to the Angry Fan Movement.
Yo.
What's going on with y'all, man?
Chilling, brother.
Hello, man.
Shout out to the Angry Fan Movement. Definitely had to call in Slave. Definitely shout out to you, man, Team Hami. March 29th, you've been asking for Verb. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I just want to know, you known for talking to the little boy and niggas. Is that in your plan?
You
known for talking that shit and talking to these boys.
Right.
When you and Verb go at it, get in the ring.
Say it again, my boy. I heard somebody else over here talking to me. Say it again, brother.
Oh, nah. I said, Slave, you know for talking that shit and little boy and niggas.
Right.
Are you going to talk to Verb? Because you've been asking for him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what you got in store for
him? Oh, so you think after all the niggas I've been speaking to, I'm not going to speak to Verb?
Oh, no, definitely not that.
Me and Verb got a conversation to have. It just so happens that we're going to do it publicly in Chicago. That's what's going on.
Oh, man.
And I got to make up for the Rosenberg Raw shit, B. I mean, I don't want to be on the radio telling my life and all that, but both, you know, like I said, Jordan have a bad game. Rosenberg Raw, there was a lot going on in my life at the time, and I didn't really zone in on them. There was a lot going on, and I put my focus on the more important, and Rosenberg Raw was not that important to me. You know what I mean?
Slave, I'm going to keep it a buck with you, my nigga. Like, I thought she was going to beat Rosenberg, clearly, to get that momentum going in the Verb, but just me personally watching the battle, like you say, even Jordan had a bad game, you just seemed like you wasn't yourself that night.
There was a lot going on in my head, my nigga. Like, I don't want to put my business out there, but, you know.
I just
had a baby, so trying to write with a newborn, like right now, I feel like a bad father because I'm pushing my son off on mad babysitter so I can get the Verb shit out.
Hey, three letter man, I got to ask you what Verb just said. Could you see Ill Will and Eclipse being better than Hollow and Luck?
Yeah, I can, brother. I really can.
I can.
It depends on Charlie Clips we get because I know Ill Will is going to come with it. You know what I mean? But then again, you know what, though?
Put it like this. A-game Charlie Clips versus an A-game Ill Will will be better than Luck and Hollow.
Honestly, I think Ill Will, he's still growing. Like, I feel like personally he might have the highest ceiling in battle rap. Like, when he's on that A-plus game, ain't nobody unbeatable, but I feel like if he bring it, Clips better bring it.
He got to.
Not bringing the third round, that should have made him look stupid.
Right. So Clips don't have an advantage with the rebuttal because they both stick with that. And Will wanted rebuttal his rebuttal. You know what I mean? Like,
I think those two, they might be the most well-rounded in battle rap right now. Caps, what you think as far as just being the total package and well-rounded?
I think so too. Charlie Clips and Ill Will. Those are my two. And those are the two niggas I label full package in battle rap. I've been talking to my brother about this.
I think those two personally bring more lyricism to the table than Hollow.
Think so?
Ooh.
Mm.
I don't know if I can agree with that, but
Paulo played more performance.
And ball.
More performance than Ill Will? Hollow's definitely well rounded too. Like that would be the three. That'd be the three.
Ill Will
the three most well rounded niggas in battle rappers, Hollow, Ill Will, and Clips. Yeah, I can see that. Danny Myers making a lot of noise too.
Danny Myers is a technical nigga though, he's not a rebuttaler, he's not a freestyler, he's not even a crowd cater.
He don't cater to the crowd like that.
You don't think so?
His bars just make niggas react, but he don't really cater to the audience. Nah, he don't really perform for the crowd. He just come in and his bars, he spit his heart out. He got bars, so niggas react naturally.
Hey, Caps, I got a quick question for you right quick, man. Like, all these young boys coming up now, I feel like, personally, Ill Will adjusted the easiest to the big stage. He got on Summer Madness 3 and felt like he was just, like, at home. Do you think that these up-and-coming PG battles can make that same adjustment?
You mean as fast as Ill Will or as good as Ill Will?
Yeah, because, I mean, he got up there and he commanded the stage. That present, he felt like he was at home on the stage.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's what these PGs are missing, or do you see anybody being able to make that transition as easy?
I mean, that's the only thing I'm worried about with the PGs. That's the reason why I kept saying I wanted to see a top 10 versus a PG or something, because I didn't see
I think that should be in the game too, though. I think top 10 versus PG should be in the bit.
You're going to mold the PGs for the main stage, so even if they're not ready, they know what to expect. You know what I'm saying?
Got it? I got Justin all in already.
Hey, Swave, you got any new members of the team? Hami coming there? Any prospects joining the team?
No. You know, Rain Man probably the last member we put down. But I do got a nigga that I'm considering. I just haven't broken to the team, or I ain't even tell him that I wanted him to team Hami. But this is one of these new niggas that I like a lot, my nigga. This nigga's nice.
I wouldn't mind somebody.
The nigga Rum Nitty. I'm about to holler at that nigga about Team Hami, man. Come on, B. You can't have everybody joining teams now, my nigga. Listen, this is 300 rounds of an empire on my side, my nigga. Ain't nobody gonna fuck with us in a minute.
Wait. That means you can't see Rum Nitty versus Ill Will.
Y'all better do it now before I hire me the nigga. I'll wait a little while.
I'm not still the super friend, I can't lie.
I'll wait till that happen before I do it. And right after he battle Will, regardless of who won or lost, I'm hiring the nigga.
I mean,
I'm going to kill him, but I'm going to put him down with the team.
Yeah, we got to see if we can get that matchup to happen, man.
Yeah. This nigga said, nah, you know what I mean? Won't see. Nah, you know, I understand niggas want to see certain matchups, so I'm considerate of it. That's why I'm kind of taking my time when it comes to putting other niggas down now. Niggas got mad when I put Ill Will down. Niggas hit me up like, yo, we wanted you to kill that nigga Swave. I'm like, nah, but niggas saw the villain. I've been fucking with Ill Will since 2010. My nigga, like, this wasn't something I just jumped up and said, yo, he's down. That's my nigga. Like, I got 15 times. Remember that. My father from Detroit.
Okay.
Mo Dirty is also Team Army. Him and Rain Man with the last two members.
Damn, Swave.
Mo Dirty?
Shut up.
Too many niggas on the squad, though, my nigga.
Yo, I didn't know Mo Dirty was Team Army.
Yeah, he's Mo Dirty Team Army. That's my brother, though. That ain't even on no battle rap shit. That's my brother. That's who I'm with when I'm in Detroit.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Mm.
All right, Sway, we're going to do we got one more call right here. We're going to do another one. 617-938.
Boston.
617-938, you there? All right, so let's go 206-458. Man, everybody's just listening in.
Niggas don't want to talk to me.
Nah.
Somebody get on the phone and tell me how Bird gonna kill me or something, man. Give me hype. Come on, y'all.
Hold on, Swift.
Yo.
We do something on this show every time
a battle rapper comes through our station, man. Tell me you got bars on deck for the people, man. We want to hear some bars, my brother. What's good?
You want to hear some bars?
My nigga, let me tell you something. I need some ill bars, please. No disrespect, but a couple of niggas been shaky. They've been coming on here. I need some. Cortez got probably the best one on this show, I think. Can you surpass Cortez with the bars, please?
Who got the best one?
I thought Cortez did the best job coming up on here.
Cortez?
Yeah, a lot of niggas been shaky after that.
Damn, that's fucked up. You want me to do it right now?
Let's go.
Yeah. Let me see. I might fuck up because I got bird bars in my head. But listen, let me put this, let me set it straight. Don't think because you see me on my mellow shit that I'm opposed to letting that metal spit. Pound and squeeze and your melon split. Quit hounding me, learn your boundaries like you was down with the freestyle fellowship. Nigga, I let it rip. Bury you in a wooden box I made myself on some Geppetto shit. I'm comfortable with it, this is my element. I done snuffed a few niggas just for the hell of it. Slave is a gunner. I skin a nigga alive and walk around looking like Craven the Hunter.
Yeah, say he's stupid.
Nah, nigga. That's my fault, son. My fault. Nigga get high, my boy. And nigga said, well, I said, now I got to start a new verse. I said, damn, I ain't got no bars right now.
Let's go, man.
You know you're live on air, my nigga. You talking about you're going to be verb, my nigga. We listening.
My nigga, verb is nothing. That's the bars that's flowing in my head. I'm trying not to give those away. I'm thirsty for those. I'm trying to move those. You know how you got to move shit over in your brain?
Mm-hmm.
And then bring other shit to the forefront. I said, I beat blood out of your flesh. Hit equivalent to a King Kong pound of the chest. Cheech Chong with the loudest success. You speak wrong, you see armed niggas surrounding your rest. Dare you to throw a punch. My strikes are like lightning, except it might hit the same place more than once. You got two options, dog. You can brawl or run. We do talking, and frankly, we think war is fun. We bang toys, we make noise, sit calm for my palm, have you praying the same soy. Tough guys talk fly, they must die. Napalm, spray arms, kill them all at one time. Gunpowder smell, flares is firing, slugs whistling through the air, piercing iron and steel. Only real niggas move in silence, but you won't know what happened till you hear the siren. That's a quick 16 right there for you.
Then I said,
I'm part of the young and the restless, hungry and desperate, high. Gunning some neck shit, lungs are infected. If you pay me my money, then no one is affected. If not, I'm walking the streets with a gun and a checklist. Yo, running your necklace, I bounce around. Telecops, I can't be found. I got 100 addresses. For those who want to address this, a conversation with me comes along with a death wish. That's why my name is buzzing. A lot of kids asking around. Yo, Sway, I'm in the streets like these cracks in the ground. I'm a global gangster, dog. I'm traveling now. Respected in every hood. Technique is very good. Was born a threat. Ever since this thing started, so act brave-hearted and get your silly ass graveyarded. Yo, I'm one of the best to do it. Got a bomb flow, so my show's got a rescue unit, nigga. Something like.
That's what it is. That was all right right there. I like them last two right there. I'm just all right.
Then I said, yo, sweet, man. Now if you got a blunt and I got a blunt, then let's light yours. I'ma hold on to mine. I'm a penny pinch because I'm on the grind. Front and center, I'm on the line. Plus, I be on my bully shit all the time. Problems? We set up trap and tap pockets. Big gun. Look like the clip can pack rockets. Y'all not stopping this. I'll pop, find a plot, and plant you in the dirt like a botanist. Fix your face, you brave, but don't be stupid, fam. This ain't special effects, and you ain't Superman. This Vuka Blam and put a hole in the Hoover Dam. If you don't hold it right when you shoot it, you can lose your hand. Drama connoisseurs, buddies on the rise. Read the art of war, studied and applied. This can get real ugly at the drop of a dime. You don't learn that somebody bloody or somebody die. Bye.
Okay, sure.
Light.
Okay.
See, back here, let's spark the bug, and now I got rhymes flowing all through my head now.
Yo, Slave.
Yo.
Yo, thanks for coming on the show, man. We fucked with you heavy, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Good luck against Verb. I hope you guys put on a classic. I'm pretty sure my brothers agree with me on that also. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Absolutely. No doubt.
That's what it is, brother. Appreciate you, man.
I apologize for the Rosenberg Raw shit. I'm sorry you had to see me in that light, but, you know, life happens outside of battle rap, and that's just what that was.
That's what it is, Sway.
Let me ask you a question,
Sway.
Yo, Sway, let me ask you a question. It's Angry Fan. Hey, yo, when you saw my recap, you know what I'm saying, what you was thinking?
I thought you threw me under the bus, nigga. Nah, I'm fucking with you. Nah, I felt like I deserved it. You know what, though? I keep it real with you. I thought I was going to hear a lot worse. I was looking at a couple people recaps, and some niggas were saying I won.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit. That shit made me kind of feel good. Like, some nigga was like, yo, Sway, you could tell he wasn't himself, but his verse, his rhymes were still more creative than. But it also sounded like the nigga that did that, the one I'm talking about, he sounded like he was just hating on Raw, too. I ain't going to lie. But he was just Raw was saying trash, Raw was hot garbage.
At the same time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I thought I was going to get torn apart in all blogs.
Like, Sway was trash, blah, 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 Rosenberg killed him. But niggas was like, nah, it was debatable. Sway might have edged it. I'm like, oh, okay, but you still got mad people saying Rose won.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be mad worse than that. You know what I mean? And then, you know, every time I look at that battle, I lean towards myself a little bit more for some reason. I don't know. Maybe it's just me being biased.
You being biased, nigga.
I'm all fuck with you, nigga. Put a nigga in his place, yeah?
Hey, fuck with you. We fuck with you, Sway, man. Good looking, baby. We fuck with you, my nigga.
Tell me a name or something, because I ain't going to be calling you Angry Fan, nigga. Angry or what I got to call you, Fan? Angry?
Yeah, call me Angry, nigga. Call me Angry.
Nah, I ain't calling you Angry, nigga. All right, yeah, I call you Angry. I call you Ang, like the last airbender, nigga.
Hey, yo, Verb, you got, Verb. Hey, yo, Sway, you got anything to promote?
Oh, you fucked up. Bye, yo, I'll holler, B.
Oh, shit.
Nah, I'll fuck with you, nigga.
Fuck bad, my nigga. You got any music coming out?
Excuse me, I didn't have that loud. Yes. As far as dates, I don't have any dates to give you right now, but I'm working on the Team Omni project. For anybody that don't know, I got an album that's out on iTunes right now. Of course, Son of a One Arm Man, you can cop that right now. The Team Omni mixtape, The Yellow Tape, that's on that piff right now, along with my Team Omni brother Bugs. He got his shit Bogies and Juice Boxes on that piff right now. My shit Words to Live By is on that piff right now. And, you know, I'm going to do the same thing I did with my first album. I dropped the EP Words to Live By, and then I dropped Son of a One Arm Man. So I'm going to drop an EP called Swave to the Rhythm, and then I'm dropping my album, my second album called I Beg to Differ. I don't have dates, but that's what I'm working on. The Team Homie project, The Cloth, Team Homie album is coming out, too.
That's what it is.
Swave, man, good luck on your battle with Verb, though, my dude. Fuck with you out here, man.
Yeah, good looking, my G, definitely.
All right, my
Yo,
nigga.
Yo, shout out the whole Angry Fan Movement, Swave.
Yo, shout out to Angry Fan Movement, y'all niggas, man. Everybody sitting at home, set up a camera and stab it with a pitchfork real quick. Show these niggas some love. Show these niggas some love, man. Kick your tripod over or something. Do something violent to a camera, nigga.
Yeah. Y'all appreciate it, my nigga.
Salute, Sway. No doubt, my nigga. Light up some loud. If y'all hurt, be easy.
You already.
One.
All right, all right.
Verb. That's what it is. He sound like he ready for Verb. Like he focused.
He better be ready.
He do? Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause you know Showtime will be ready.
Yeah. That's the only thing. If he does that Showtime shit like once or twice, he's gonna have to turn up for real, for real.
Yeah.
I was trying to tell that shit.
Caps. Who we got winning between Stargirl Lady Red and Dawn Lady, my dude?
Yo, that was a crazy battle right there. I was liking Don. Don was going off, I thought.
Word.
Don
I thought
was going
Don Toyota, my nigga.
You know what it is, though? I'm going to keep it real with you, man. Stargirl Lady Red, her bars must be. You know what? She's really average to me, to be honest.
God,
I can't even sugarcoat that shit. I'm not trying to play her out. You know, I think I would love for her to be in the show. I'm not trying to talk bad, but I mean, just the fact that she wasn't really moving me with the bars. I guess also maybe her voice
is annoying.
Kind of, yeah, in a way. I sound so bad right now saying that.
No, you don't, nigga. You keeping it real on the Angry Fan Radio show,
I'm
my
saying,
nigga.
I'm really not feeling the way she's getting off. But, I mean, I guess she's cool, you know. I ain't gonna hate on her, but I really was. Don Lady was going off on her, man. It was good to see Don Lady back, too.
We'll talk. After that, ask her what she got from QB. Word.
Ooh, wow, yeah, that was ugly right there when QB, that was some shit right there.
What's good with the people, Tim?
Good with the people, man. Let's go to a couple calls right here. We got New York. Let's go 212-731. You on?
Yeah, hello?
Yo.
What's going on?
Yo, what's good, Timbo, Angry Fan, a.k.a. Cat, three-letter man, pounder, salute to Sway 74 on the show. Angry Fan, what was that you were supposed to ask fans before they get on the show?
Yo, what's good, man? Yo, what makes you an Angry Fan? What you angry about when battle rap?
Oh, okay. Well, being a huge supporter for a long time, Swave just solidified it by people grouping up, man. I think, you know, and I think the friendly, you know, the competitiveness is gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. Everybody's too friendly now, and everybody's grouping up, which, you know, eliminate a lot of potential battles. But I guess if niggas fuck with each other, you know, it's cool. But it's like, I think it's getting kind of watered down now. I really do.
Unless they're gonna have a camp versus camp card, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
versus Dot Mob or whatever the case may be.
Like Rum Nitty. Nobody even knew who Rum Nitty was, and Rum Nitty been battling for a minute though. When he watched AB Hoggish, before that he was battling. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people, everybody is just on him now. He been doing this shit for a minute, but him and Airwill, Jesus Christ!
Yes,
that,
I have,
oh my
I have
God,
to see that
man!
Happen. I have to see that happen right there.
And it was one more I wanted to say. Airwill and Charlie Clips. That'd be a good one, absolutely.
Yep.
That'd be a good one. And what do y'all think about this Summer Madness coming up? How y'all think that would stand out from last year?
Or it depends on the matches, though. It's hard to talk about it when we don't know the matches, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got you.
No force coming up first, so, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's going to solidify itself. I honestly do. Because that's a lot of pressure on URL. People don't think it is what it is, because if they come and they drop a bomb, people are going to be disappointed. And, what's up, Angry Fan? You did put out that blog about them not dropping battles, man. You know, I'm not thirsty for it. I just wait till it happens. I really don't care. But what's up with that, man? Why they ain't really showing love to the people?
I know one thing I'm going to say, man. Shout out to you all, because they actually put that shit on the website. You know what I'm saying? They could have bypassed that shit. So, obviously, they must have liked it or something. They need to drop something, man. Just to let us know you're still out there and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely,
and
man.
You know what it is? Is that Norb said that he was going to drop the battle on Monday. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's really what it was. I was participating in that battle and shit. So,
you think they playing with the people, or are they doing it on purpose?
I can't answer that, my G. I don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? That part I really can't answer. I don't know. But, like, we've been blessed with a lot of good battles from other camps. So we good money.
Yeah.
But still, like, it's the fact that, like, I wanted to see that battle. You know what I'm saying? They said it's going to drop this shit, so I don't know. I guess we got to wait or some shit. I don't know, man. That shit crazy, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. And one more thing. I think the battlers are getting too comfortable. A lot of them, these so-called top tiers, I think they're getting too comfortable, really. Hello?
I think
the top-tier battlers are getting too comfortable, and I don't think it's I do think it's URL for it to some degree, because they spoiling these dudes, man. They spoiling these dudes. They give them the platform to perform, yes. But at the end, I think they spoiling them to a certain degree to where they allow them to do whatever they want. Just
when you say allow, though, elaborate when you say allow, though.
When they, for instance, if you know him, you know he's a top tier, and you know he's bringing in some type of revenue, and you know the people want to see him, I guess it's okay for him not to perform at his peak. Or do
but let me ask you a question,
that,
though. Let me ask you a question. Should a battle rapper have pride in his craft and want to demolish niggas in front of them when you're getting paid on top of that?
Yes, they should, and that goes back to the Charlie Clips when Swave was saying that he don't think he's copy. I think Clips is just too comfortable. He's too comfortable to the point to where, you know how somebody says, you know when somebody got that much confidence that they don't have to show confidence. You know what I'm saying? Like he got so much confidence to where he feel like he's unbeatable because of what people tell him. So that's why he come and he do what he wants. If he was really that into it, come on, he'd be 3-0 niggas left and right. He don't really 3-0 people.
Did he 3-0
Sue Surf? All right, when you say 3-0, no, he didn't. That's 2-1.
What about Dirtbag Dan?
Honestly, I didn't even see that shit. I don't watch no Dirtbag Dan.
What about Conceited?
I would say 3-0, but not a body bag, though. And Conceited fell off to me. Sorry. A lot of these niggas is falling off, man. Like, I think they just there for the check and for the fact that Smack needs some of these niggas. Because, okay, I think by him putting on the card that he put on, what was it, Bars Over Names?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was to test the waters to see how well these mid-tiers, top,
right,
lower tiers would do and what type of response he would get back from. Because I don't think he would be able to put that type of card again without including these top-tier dudes. So he needs these niggas, believe it or not, and
But let me ask you a question. What about the Steams? What about the Adi Booms? The Mr. Wavy? All
now
these new breed of niggas that they got. That's pretty good, though. You got to give URL props on
that. Absolutely. And I salute Norris, man. Don't get it. I'm not an angry fan. I'm a happy supporter, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I salute Norris for discovering these dudes and putting these dudes out there. Steams is a fucking animal. Like, come on,
dude. Hold on. That's not hating, I don't think.
No, but you have a right to voice your opinion because you are a fan of something. I'm not saying you shouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
You have a right to, and y'all got a radio show, so y'all, that shit is in your heart, so y'all got a reason to talk about that shit. Like,
yeah.
If you're dealing with somebody's emotions,
if
you're dealing with somebody's emotions when it comes to something that they like, y'all got a voice. Y'all got to speak for everybody else who can't speak. So I salute y'all for that. You know what I'm saying? And if it was up to other people, they would have a radio show too, because I'm pretty sure they got a lot to say as well.
Of course,
you know what I mean?
Definitely.
And when you got these hungry, but listen, peep this out right quick. When you got all these hungry cats, you got them all in one barrel, and they're not crabs. I'm not calling them crabs in a barrel. You got them all, and they're so hungry, and they don't get to battle as much as we should see them battle. Like Steams.
My bad. I don't mean to cut you off, man. We got the guest. We got a special guest coming, man.
All right, man, y'all go ahead. Y'all do your thing,
man.
Salute,
my nigga.
Hey, yo, stay on the phone. Listen in, you hear me?
All right, we're going to connect right now. We got my brother, Milltown Blow. Yo, what's
up? You on?
What's cracking, bro?
Yo, what's good, G?
Chilling, man. Shout out the whole Spit That Heat, man.
Man, shout out to the Angry fam, man. Y'all know, you fam, bro. You know how we do this, fam. You know how we do this, G's.
Early, man. So what's good with you, man?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, guy. You know, I'm grinding, man. Y'all know me, man. Event this Sunday at OJ's Bar and Grill in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Anybody in Atlanta, in that area, come check it out. You know, we got a nice little matchups. Got main events, GE versus Automatic Ray, Fireboy versus Neek. You know, I'm showcasing some new talent. You know, same shit I always do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what's up? Like, do you run this South? What's going on, man? What do you think?
Oh, man, the South me. Well, you know, I ain't going to say, yeah, you know, the South me. You know, at the end of the day, I'm trying to be humble about it, man. My niggas sound too humble, man, but I've been putting on for the South. You know what I'm saying? Not, and a lot of niggas be kind of hating Big Bro,
right,
because, you know, I ain't from the South. Niggas be like, oh, you ain't from the South, so, you know, yeah, they don't really, nah, son. Michael Jordan run from Chicago.
From Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he just played for, you know, the team he chose to play for. And this team chose,
yeah.
I choose to play for, been good for me. And we doing good together, man. And you know, that's what we call spit that heat right there.
Early. Is it, you think spit that heat, like, in a league of their own, the number one independent league?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I'm not going to say, I mean, listen, I look at my league as every other CEO. I'm not down in any other league. I'm not saying I'm down in any other league, but I look at my league as any other CEO look at their league. I look at Coca-Cola. You see how they look at Coca-Cola? I look at Spit That Heat the same way. I don't look at it no different, bro. It's my brand. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really be paying attention to other leagues, to be honest with you. I just know we doing what we doing. In my mind and what I think and what I know, we number one, cuz.
And your league didn't produce a lot of good people anyway that's really, really popping right now on other stages.
Oh,
and shit.
Sure. Bro, like, when it comes to, like, I'm going to tell you like this, big bro. It's a lot of leagues out here killing it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of leagues out here killing it. But with me, it's like, you know, spit that heat, bro. It's not even just people from the South who we didn't shine the light on and it helped them get to where they're trying to get, you know, far as going to that next level, man. It's from all over, man. We got a mass of people, you know, that just rock with the movement and a couple of people that have moved up from over here and moved up to the main stages, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people may not know our work, but, you know what I'm saying, like, I could give you a prime example, Super Riders, Official versus Automatic Rays, Super Riders versus Tom Montana's, Briz Rothstein's, Blu-ray Blades, AQ's, CT's. I mean, the list goes on, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got mad people who've been, you know what I'm saying, doing this battle rap shit and getting love, bro, and who done moved up, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of them people done came from Spit That Heat. Well, not came, but they didn't got their, you know, they shot from Spit That Heat, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got a lot of talent over here. You be at my bench. You know that.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm saying? Why are they sleeping on Spit That Heat? I mean, what's up?
I mean, I feel like a lot of people sleeping King just because, you know, we don't have that 125,000 subscribers yet.
Right,
you know,
right.
We get it. We from that get it from the mud gang, and I'm with that, bro. But just believe, just know, I'm going to keep coming at these niggas next, bro, and I'm not going to stop even when I get to 120,000 subscribers. I'm going to keep going until I'm trying to get – I'm going to try to get as much as I can, bro. So when we get to that level, that's when I feel like, I feel like niggas respect our work. But, you know, I feel like, you know, that a lot of fans really don't really pay attention to what we're doing because we not that main button that they used to pressing. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's why I take fans like y'all to really help us elevate as a brand and be able to keep us alive. And that's why I always preach to everybody I rock with, like, yo, without the fans, it wouldn't be nothing, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just feel like we ain't getting that same respect, and we pushing the same niggas y'all seeing right in front of y'all face, and we ain't getting that same respect like we should be getting, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
It's just time for me to go in on events and just show niggas I'm dead ass. I'm not playing no more. So, you know, they're going to see. 420 going to be crazy. I don't know if y'all know about the car, Automatic Ray versus Danger Zone, Billy Dutchess versus Daylight, T-Top versus John and Don. I'm not playing no more. That niggas is in trouble, bro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me ask you a question, bro. Yo, we just seen some shit unfold, you know what I'm saying? Not to bring it up, but the whole with Miss Gracie and Black Ice, the shit like that happened a lot if you do joints because you battle other cards, too.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a lot of, because as fans, we just plus play on the computer and shit and watch the battle. Is there like a lot of extra bullshit behind the scenes that goes on?
I mean, with dealing
as the CEO,
Oh, most definitely, man. Dealing with trying to be a joint venture is like, it's kind of difficult because, you know, at times it could be difficult if you're not, you know, with the right person because, you know, it's different egos, different ways of running things, and it's like y'all meeting halfway on everything. So, you know, it takes compromise, and a lot of people, you know, not willing to put them egos aside to be able to make something monumental happen to compromise, you know, everything that they need to compromise and make it successful. You know what I'm saying? So most definitely it's difficult if you're not with the right person doing it. I think most definitely should be some understanding, you know what I'm saying, while dealing with business because,
without that, man, you know, it created all type of chaos.
Oh, okay. Cause we don't never see that side, so it was crazy to see that shit unfold and shit.
Yeah. I mean, it happens, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not something new. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just part of business, man. When you're doing business like this, man, it's, like I said, it's just for the fans. Y'all just get to see the battle. You know, y'all don't know how hard it is as CEOs like us. Like fans, you done been around, bro. Like, you done been behind the scenes, like, seeing it. Like, nobody else around me, bro, in the hood. You know how I go, bro. Like, you done seen, like, some random shit happen, and I had to make it happen and make the event what it is. You done been there, bro.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's just different things you have to deal with to be a CEO, and it's like those are one of the things you probably have to come across. So it's just, it's part of, like, you know, spraining your ankle to the point where you can't play no more. It's just one of the things that happens, man. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question, Blue. You think that, it's three-letter man, do you think, because the East Coast, and I want to say the Midwest, and maybe a little bit of the West Coast, get a lot of love in battle rap. I'm glad to see, and I'm a New York nigga saying this, I am glad the South is getting some fucking shine in this battle world. You know what I'm saying? Because the Midwest been there for a hot minute. By the time the South get their chance, you know what I'm saying, to spit where they got to spit, where they come from in the battle world. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm most definitely with you, bro. The South, what made me, to be honest with you, bro, what made me want to do the Spit That Heat thing and just think bigger than Atlanta is, like, bro, it's like I came down here and it's like there's so many talented dudes that I done came across my knees. Like, damn, these niggas ain't got nowhere to be able to showcase. And I'm a hood and they coming around the hood, they like just spitting. I'm like, man, whoa, let me try this barbershop out, try that out. And I'm like, you know what, it's like, why not buy, since the lane wide open, why not take it and try to make it one of them lanes that can't nobody close, like, can't nobody close, you know what I'm saying? Like, your own lane, and that's where I'm trying to go, and that's what I've done with Spit That Heat, and that's what I'm trying to do with the South, bro. Like, I just really want to show the world, like, everybody know cats from up north could spit. Name one time everybody knew that them niggas from down south could really dope just like the niggas up north. You haven't seen that, and I really want to bring that to battle rap. That's what I'm trying to do. So when people go check them game tapes and they really go study them battle rappers and they see where they started at, you're going to see Spit That Heat come across them guidelines, bro. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I really work hard for and let it know.
Yo, Blow, this is Timbo, man. I remember me and you had a discussion and you pointed out about Toe Montana and Super Rider, how kind of they came up. You want to tell everybody else that story, kind of how you told it to me?
I mean, well, you know, basically, you know, Tone Montana, Super Rider, I had an event, and Tone Montana was actually supposed to battle my brother CT, but, you know, some personal issues went down with him. Well, I think, you know what I'm saying, he got locked up or something like that, so CT was on some shit like, nah, I don't want to wait till bro get out, I want another battle, because I had an agreement with Mickey Faxes. I get him down here to Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, the host, he'd get one of my dudes on his car to shot at the Proving Grounds. So that was the agreement. So Tone Montana knew, everybody knew the agreement. I got the blog from Mickey Fax. He dropped it, telling everybody he giving a shot to whoever he feel the nicest nigga out of Spit That Heat. This was the whole package deal. Tone Montana get all locked up. So Mickey Fax hit me like, since he hosts, he's like, man, you ever heard of Super Riders? And this time, I'm like, yeah, I ain't never heard of Super Rider because I'm a hood nigga. I'm just starting this shit. I'm like, nah, I ain't even know who he was at first. So he's like, look him up. I look him up. I'm like, he's cold, so I reach out to him. He was like, yeah, he down to do it. But I ain't had nobody for him. Nigga, like about a week go by, told my tenant to get out. Super Rider hit me up. I set that battle up 2 weeks before the event, bro. It was just, that's why it was a one round. It was going to be a three round, but told my tenant just got out, so he already still had his ticket booked and everything. So he still came out. Put on a motherfucking show, and Super Rider put on the show. That nigga Mickey Fax was like, instead of picking one, I'm going to take both of them. And that's when you saw him, right? You saw Super Rider go against Newborn. You saw Tone Montana go against Cassius the Gerber Boy. That's exactly what happened. And that's exactly what we agreed on. That's 100% the truth. And I'm not saying they didn't write what they wrote, but I'm telling you, like, far as what I did, what my agreement was to be able to get Mickey Fax out here to see these guys and try to showcase to get a shot, that's exactly what I provided. I'm not saying I provided they pen or they pad or whatever they did to put it together. We provide the outlet for people to showcase to be able to be seen and get scouted, and that's exactly what happened with them too. Same thing happened for Official. She got scouted. she's not scouted, but she, you know, she showcased right in front of Arsenal. You go look up Arsenal hosting our event, Automatic Ray versus Fisher. Mm-hmm. Same thing. You saw Fisher go from spit that heat straight to spar session, straight from spar session right to the main stage. That's exactly what happened. These are facts, and these ain't some, like I said, I'm not saying like they wrote, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I helped them write anything, my nigga. I'm just letting you know, as far as my job, as me being a brand providing opportunity, that's exactly what we did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, still, and it's like your name is not like really buzzing out there. Like, it's not getting the respect and shit, really, I don't think.
I mean, you know, it is what it is, but, you know, I feel like it will be eventually, man. I'm just going to keep on killing them, fam. You know, man, you didn't talk about this for hours, bro, like. I'm going to just keep on killing them. Like, I know a lot of people are sleeping on the brand, spit that heat, but like I said, man, when y'all sit down, it's just like when you found out. You ain't even know we had that many dope niggas. But it take niggas like y'all, like I said, but I'm going to keep saying it. It take angry fans and people who just really just want to see battles to just click on battles and see if it's dope or not, bro. And that's just real. The culture is sad because so people just saturating the game, and then fans clicking on some battles, and they just shitty, and then they waiting on some good battles that they all the way anticipated, and it's not what they expected, and they like just let down, and they don't want to look at the other battles because they like fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be wild.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna take a couple calls here, Ball.
Okay, do that.
All right. We got 571-315.
Okay.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Hey, what up, Three Letter Man? I've been listening to you since, what, the beginning of Battle Rap Arena?
What's good, brother?
Ain't shit, man. I want to talk to Swave. I missed out on that shit. But I know,
We got no time blow on.
Yo, y'all know Jay Focus?
Yeah, of course. Jay Focus, yeah. That's the nigga battle back in the day.
Yeah, his battle with Swave Swave in that battle was real dope. And you know he beat Lotta Zay on 106 in Park?
Mm.
Yo, that nigga murdered Lotta Zay, man.
Yo, what you think about Spit That Heat, though? Yeah?
Spit That Heat? What card is that again?
You fuck with Spit That Heat battles?
I mean, I've been watching a lot of battles lately, but are these new battles dropping, or?
You ain't see the Denny Mize versus Brooks Belvedere?
No, I saw the beginning of that joint, but I missed it.
Go watch that shit, my brother. Yeah, you go watch that,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, he wanted them fans, bro. You know that I told you, like, we just had a discussion about them fans, bro. They don't really watch other battles, bro. It's respect, though, guy.
Nah, I mean I'm smack all day kind of thing, you know.
So you mainly watch
Smack
battles?
I mean, I literally just got off work, so, like, I'm going to catch up on that shit. Who else is on it?
No doubt.
Salute, man.
Yeah,
salute.
Man. Oh, yeah, for sure. And the Chris Unbiased thing, man. Yo, fucking Jesse Reekin's all talking about, yo, bloggers beefing and this and that. But, I mean, I don't see it that way.
No beef over here, brother. No beef over here. We chilling.
Yeah.
But
right, no doubt.
Calling up, bro. Peace, my brother.
Yo.
Hey, yo.
What's
going on, man?
Y'all can hear me?
What's good, brother?
Yeah. Nothing much, man. This Herb, man. That last nigga was high. That had to be the worst song.
Yeah, that nigga was stupid high. Hey, yo, Fat. I know I'll be high, bro. I'm sitting over here on the mute button over here, bro.
Hey,
high as hell, laughing at
guy.
He pop in on some, yo, hey, yo, you know that Swave battle guy? I'm like, wow.
Hey,
yo,
this
nigga
talking about
Swave
focus, man. Hey, but
what's up, bro?
Shit, salute to you, Milton. Hey, I got a dope card for you, man. I think you should put together, fam. And
I know you fuck with
these niggas because you had a couple of them on before. It's like your team versus where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? You should have that nigga Punchline Champion. That, I think that's his name, the nigga that talks slow, but he be yelling and shit. Him against DC from the New Orleans Battle League. Kimmy versus T-Top. And the nigga Scotty versus Briz Rothstein. And Sire versus Blu-ray Blade, man.
I think that'll be a dope little card for the South.
I like them. I ain't gonna lie to you. That Sire vs. Blu-ray Blade and the, I mean that Scotty and Briz, I'm gonna keep it a dollar. We already been working on that, son.
I think that should be dope.
But that Blu-ray and that Sire, that don't sound too bad right there, son. I like that.
Yeah.
So I might have to snatch you up on the team there, son, Dan. For sure, man. Hey, I'll be fucking with all that shit, man. Thanks to Angry Fan, I ain't gonna lie, man.
I appreciate
that, man. Angry Fan, my brother, man. You know that, man.
One last thing, I wanted to holler at Swave to tell him he got the coldest line in battle rap history. I don't give a fuck. When that nigga did that prison bar candy bar scheme, that was, I ain't seen nobody top that shit because it just surprised the fuck out you. Like, what the fuck you talking about? And when he got to it, that shit was just dope, man.
Salute to that nigga. That's my big homie too. Swave. Yeah, Swave, that's the homie. Alright, brother. Move on. Salute, bro. Alright, Herb. Salute. Salute. That's what it is. Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
So let me ask y'all something real quick, guys, since I got y'all on the, you know what I'm saying, on the show. What do y'all expect from leagues as fans? Like, what do y'all desire out of battles?
Out of battles?
Just feel like, man, I can tell you what I deserve, what I wanted from leagues. I never get on leagues owners for niggas that you book to battle. Because once you sign a contract or you have a nigga on your card, you give a niggas a platform to fucking get their shit off, I get on the battle rappers. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
A lot of time, and it's to the culture now, it's like, I don't really give a fuck about big names no more. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, of course, they got their legacy and shit, but I just want to see good battles. Like, Briz Rothstein, I think that nigga has a star rating all over him. You know what I mean? So I just want to see quality battles. That's all I give a fuck about.
What about you, Fan?
The same thing, bro. I mean, but you know what though? You have a lot of responsibility on the business aspect, and to make sure that you get the good battle that the fans want to see. In all reality, so y'all go through a lot more than the fans even know. You know
like,
what I'm saying?
Angry Fan, you need to do it behind the scenes, God. You playing big, bro? You got to do it because you'll be everywhere with me, bro, seeing all this shit.
Yeah. There'd be a lot of shit going on behind the scenes and shit, man. People don't know about this shit.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I feel like with me, man, I be really trying to understand. Like, I know y'all be wanting some dope matches, but it'd be like, bro, it'd be kind of hard trying to set up dope matches when you got certain niggas that feel like they should be paid all this money and not understanding this business, God. Like, niggas be wanting, like, a rack for three rounds. I ain't even throwing names. I'm just saying a rack for three rounds, 2 minutes. Not going to come in Atlanta and make... You're not even going to make $200 off these niggas at the dope, but they don't care, bro. They just want their bread. You feel me? And it's like, I understand they want their money and everybody deserves to be paid, but it's like, you know, sometimes you got to look at it from a business perspective, bro. You know, it don't make sense, and that's why you don't
see
certain niggas. Huh?
You got to look at, you know what it is? It's the veteran niggas who kind of put out how much they was getting. I ain't no names out and shit, but niggas started talking about how much they getting paid for battles.
Mm-hmm.
Fucked the whole game up for niggas like
but
yourself.
This is what they ain't putting out, though. Three letter, big bro. This is what they ain't putting out. They putting out what they getting, but they ain't putting out what the niggas who making that money off them who cutting that check getting.
Right, exactly.
You see what I'm saying? At the end of the day, they not doing that. So it's like you have to really put it in science of when you coming to these other leagues, like, if you know, you have to be realistic with your numbers. Like, niggas don't be trying to, I'm not finna pay niggas five bands and seven bands. Like, come on, my dude, like, this is battle rap. Like, you ain't two chains ain't getting that to come up in ATL. And so how you ain't even two chains. Like, the statistics and the numbers and the math have to make sense to me, bro. Like, well, you just won't be on Spit That Heat, and I wish you well, bro. Like, it's not one of them things where I'm desperate. Got 56 battle rappers over here, bro. I'm not desperate for a damn thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of them things with me, bro. So, you know, damn, man. Gotta watch these guys, man. These guys are trying to just look at you as a piggy bank, bro, and don't want to give you quality. Certain guys, not everybody, bro. I'm not going to speak on saying everybody's like that, but it's getting out of hand, bro. You go look at some of these cats. from all these other leagues, King, and it's just like, and they go to some of these other leagues, and they really don't show up, bro. And all they brag about is their money. And it's like, I'm not one of them guys they're going to do that to. I'm not one of them. You go look at Daylight versus CT. Daylight came and showed out and spit for me. Big Bro came and showed out and spit for me. JC came and showed out and spit for me two times. Sider came and showed out and spit for me. Like, it don't be no, oh, I'm just going to come take your bread, and I'm just going to come rap. Negative on that, bro. Negative on that, bro. Mm.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Look, I just be need knowing what y'all be wanting, man. Because, you know, it's hard for me to just decide sometimes, and I know y'all fans want to see what y'all see. But, man, y'all got to understand, man, we be dealing with all type of shit making and trying to make this happen. Man. Y'all, these niggas be so Hollywood. And you saying, though.
Yeah.
To Diddy. And then the crazy thing about it, they be wanting all this money, and then 90, like a good 75% of these niggas be broke, don't have no money.
Yep.
So be wanting all this money to battle rap.
And be lying about how much they getting when they're not getting that much money they talk about they getting even.
Bro, like I know real, like I know the real, like a lot of these niggas be trying to front and flaws, like I didn't, I be around a lot, like I didn't been to New York, all that, I done seen niggas, bro, niggas be catching cabs, trains, buses, like niggas ain't whipped up like they talking about, like I know the real in some of these niggas, so you ain't finna come try to tax me all this type of money to come try to battle. And I know you know what I'm saying, catching two buses and a train to the crib. Nah, my G.
Right.
Yeah.
Niggas don't even be having all right gear on the fucking stage, my nigga, if you want to go there.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't going, like, a lot of these niggas, like, nah. But I know too much, like, for me to just, oh, I'm not finna four rack five. No, Nick, no, sir. It ain't going down like that. And
that's
I respect niggas that do, but that's just not what I'm doing over here at Spit That Heat. I'm into branding Spit That Heat, branding battle rappers, and helping them elevate to something dangerous in these fields and this battle rap so y'all can like them and help them grow so they can try to be able to become stars just like everybody else. That's what I'm into.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, bro. That's what it is, my brother, man.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you like a motherfucker, dog, for real, man.
No, I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all boys hold it down. Keep doing what y'all doing, man, without hip-hop, man, without battle rap. Without y'all, man, it wouldn't be battle rap, King. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. All right,
you already know. We out.
Hey, yo, Milltown, yo, Blow, shout out the whole Angry Fan Movement, bro.
Oh, yeah, shout out the whole Angry Fan Movement, my nigga T.O., my nigga Three Letter. My nigga Angry Fan, of course. Y'all niggas keep doing y'all thing, the whole Angry Fan Radio. Make sure whoever listening to me, y'all keep tuning in, supporting them boys. Subscribe to Angry Fan Movement on YouTube. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, getting this group. Show him love. 100, man.
100.
Peace, my G.
Salute.
I want.
All right.
That's what it is, my dude.
For everybody listening, you gotta watch Spit That Heat battles.
Yeah, man, you
and
have
not
to.
Stress that out. Enough. You have to.
They've been dropping mad dope battles. Niggas are not paying attention on me sleeping, man.
Mm-hmm. Gotta drop
that. Yes,
take a
call, Tim. One call before we go about it.
All right, let's do.
I'm so mad I got this speeding ticket, yo. You don't even know.
657-215.
Yo.
You want?
Peace, brother.
What's going on?
Man, what's up, man?
Yo, what's
man,
up?
Man, let me.
Yo, what makes you an angry fan? What you angry about in battle rap?
Man, let me turn that real quick, man. Before I say that, man.
Turn up, nigga!
Let me turn this show up, man, because y'all niggas be having, like, Caps 3 and Timbo. Timbo, you be having me tight, too, because Timbo, I was at the gym last week when y'all had the Queens Flip Show.
Okay.
I called
in.
I didn't push one.
Okay.
Timbo still called my number. Or he still punched me in.
Okay.
And then he was Timbo was like, you got to get off of here. And he hung up on me.
What?
I'm like, I didn't even call in. Timbo was like,
I don't think that was on purpose, brother. Yeah, I wasn't on
purpose.
I
know it wasn't on purpose. Timbo.
Let's
get
battle, nigga. Time ticket. What you got, brother? Come on.
That shit had me tight. But anyway, Ill Will is overrated, man. I'm tired of y'all.
I'm tired
of y'all doing this, man. Ill Will is overrated.
Why is it overrated,
man.
Bro? Why?
It's just like y'all don't hold him to the same standards as y'all hold other people. Like Ill Will says some trash stuff. Like
every battle rapper says something that's suspect or trash, brother.
But y'all don't hold him to that standard. It's like y'all think he's just, like, great. B-Magic beat him, in my opinion. It's Ooh. Like he had a good performance, but y'all don't hold ill will. He's a great performer. That's it. But y'all acting like he just, no.
Let me ask you a question. The battles that he has they not been good?
They've been good, but he be
Can
stumbling.
Can you watch it more than two or three times?
He stumbled. I watched the Tay Rock battle for Tay Rock, but I'll give y'all that he had a good performance with B-Magic, but to me, y'all be overrated, in my opinion. He's definitely talented, but y'all be going. I'm not going to say y'all. I'm going to just say certain fans. I don't know about y'all, but yeah, certain fans, y'all be going too hard for him. And then three, you had me tight when you said Danny Myers is going to bar Chilla to death, and he's going to – it's not going to be no barring to death. It's going to be a debatable, probably classic. It's not going to be a barring to death. I think you be overrating Danny Myers. He cool.
Okay. I'll take that. I disagree with that, but I'll take that, though.
But you be on some flavor of the week. We keeping a real angry fan show.
Let me ask you a question. Hold on. Let me ask you a question about that real quick. Now, you said overhyping Danny Myers, right? I want to answer that real quick. The battles that Danny Myers
I'm sorry for not been good? I apologize for saying overhyping.
I can take that, brother. Ain't nothing.
Good, bro, you good, man.
You good, money, man. Have your battles not been good, though?
Nah, they've been great, man. But you on some flavor of the week shit. That's
How's
what I'm
the flavor of the week when a nigga been putting in work?
He been putting in work, but, like, dog, let him grow. Like, he ain't even been on a big stage. You be on some, like,
Who's on the big stage?
He ain't been on a big stage, so all I'm saying is just chill, three. Like, just let the nigga grow, and then we going to hype him up. Like,
let me ask
you
a question. The nigga had about six battles out here on the streets right now on YouTube, and they all hot.
They all fire. Like,
I mean, a lot of niggas are getting chances to get on that big stage. Why he can't? When he's putting in good battles and putting in work.
I admit they fire. Like, he doing his thing, but I just be feeling like you be overrating him. Like, he ain't going
to
bar chill at death.
I can't lie to
you. Yeah, I know you do.
Heavy.
I always see you supporting him.
Heavy.
I always see you supporting him. And Caps, you ain't going to escape either, nigga. I'll be in the Facebook group. Nigga, I wake up at...
Quiet over here. I know you about to fuck with me and shit.
Look, I wake up in the morning. Caps, man, three, you got to see this nigga, Caps. Caps be making threads like, what y'all think about JC versus Unilavos? I think
I got
Unilavos.
I'm glad that nigga does that.
No, I don't.
That battle in particular, but in general, he does. I love that shit.
He be just making like it's like he got a generator in his house that he just put name like. What y'all think about Stargirl Lady Red versus Lux? Like, nigga,
so
what
nigga,
do you
think? Hold on, man. I ain't gonna let you get a nigga cast like that. I love the fact that he does that shit.
Hold on. Like I said, I be trolling on Facebook. I be making some good ass posts like that. Don't be fucking lying, nigga. You know some of them posts be dope. And I'll say JC versus Rum Nitty or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
They be wild awkward, though. But, man, I got love for y'all, man. I just had to get that off, man.
You already, man. You already, man.
For the past three days, y'all been having me tight, man.
Still looking for calls to edge your face, though, nigga.
Oh, man.
Salute, man.
Salute, my nigga.
Yeah.
That's not the first nigga that told me overhyped Danny Myers, so I ain't going to get, like, I can't get too tight.
What you think about that? You think, are we overhyping Danny Myers? Because he is right. We have not seen him on the... Does it really matter if he's on the main stage at this point? Because, I mean, there ain't that many main stages.
It does, though.
It does?
He needs to be on one of them known four cards. I'm not going to say someone... Fuck it.
Hold on. Let me tell you why I say hold on. Because if you think about it, if that's the case, that's like saying Mook and Lux just really hit the main stage. Sirius Jones just now hit the main stage. All these other niggas wasn't battling on the main stage even now.
But they got fan bases, though, man. Bigger fan bases.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Timur? Am I overhyped for Danny Myers? Yeah, niggas, tell me. You're my brothers. Tell me. I can take it.
I think Jay will clearly beat Danny Myers.
But that's debatable, too. But I fuck with that.
I think Jay will got Danny Myers. I don't think that was debatable, really.
But son, every battle, not for nothing, Ill Will has, like I said before, it's been an easier path for Ill Will. He didn't have to battle as many niggas that Danny Myers has, and he got on fucking Summer Madness 3.
Yeah, but that, I can tell you, man, that whole Summer Madness 3, it wasn't like everything was peaches and cream when they made that card, my nigga. Like, I'm pretty sure that there's other names they could get on that card, like the regular names. They more than likely would have went that route, my nigga. It was all the controversy around that shit, I think. It's not like Ill Will just fucking jumped to the top because everybody was peaches and cream for Summer Madness 3, my nigga. I don't believe that, no.
Yeah, but he got on the stage and he didn't have to go through the trenches like fucking Danny Myers is going through right now.
All right, but like I said, like it was around, like, it was a controversy between the
right.
main names and URL. So he had just won DT. I'm not saying he got a shortcut or no shit like that.
Right.
But the timing was actually right for that nigga to have won DT. Like everything was set up for that nigga, kinda in a way, I think. Like
mm-hmm.
he was coming out with some haymaker battles and shit. Like he was just killing niggas left and right.
I fuck with my eyes. I can't lie, man. I think the boy got a bright future. You know.
Think you do too.
Niggas is talking about Rem Nitty. Niggas has been on our show talking about Rem Nitty, but I don't know.
That's another one. That's Rem Nitty. I agree.
Yeah.
Does he need that main stage too? Does he need that main stage? Rem Nitty.
He got to be Magic though. That's a big matchup though. That's funny though.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not the main stage though. That's what I'm trying to say. Like we have good.
So wait. Nitty has Magic, Myers has KG, right?
That's what I'm saying. Rum Nitty already got a big name in the B Magic, and Danny Myers has not got a big name like Rum Nitty has right now.
That's true.
That's crazy,
though. Yeah, but Danny Myers, his buzz is crazy wild. That is true.
His buzz is crazy, but Rum Nitty got a bigger match with B Magic before him. That's bug the fuck out to me.
Yeah, but you know, you know what I'm saying? Did he have access to that kind of matchup to begin with, if you really think about it? That's, like, more on the business side, I would think. I don't think that, like, it's not, you got to think about it. A lot of these leagues ain't booking these niggas by skill. A lot of these niggas be asking a lot of bread, so they work with what they can, you know what I'm saying, what they can use with and shit within their means. A lot of these independent leagues, at least. Because a lot of these niggas don't have no sponsors, and they're not being endorsed and shit. A lot of these, the cash is coming out of these niggas' pockets and shit. You feel me? So that's what Bill was trying to say and shit. A lot of these niggas be asking for all this bread, but they're not even bringing names to the door.
So Ron Eddie's bringing more to the door than Danny Myers?
I have no clue.
I don't think so right now.
Danny
Myers is on fucking BET.
Danny Myers been going crazy. I'll say that.
Yeah, and that's no shade on Rum Nitty. I'm glad you wouldn't be Magic. I can't wait to see that. Don't get it fucked up. I'm just saying, niggas is saying Rum Nitty, but...
Well, wait a minute now, because Danny Myers just beat, just battled, Bridge Belvedere. I mean, he's a top name also. He just hasn't hit that stage,
but not in the stature of a B-Magic, though, man.
B-Magic did battle Heartless.
Back in the... Yeah, but B-Magic is a big name. B-Magic is in a lot of niggas' top five.
Yeah, but say that again.
B Magic is in a lot of people's top five.
That's true, but I'm trying to say, for the opponent, like Heartless and Double with the SMS, they've had a name for a long time.
Yeah,
it's not really like Danny Myers hasn't battled a top name. I think Brick Belvedere is a top name. He's been around for a long time.
Yeah, bro, I feel what you're saying, but not, like I said, I got to say
it
again.
This is what I really think. Like, you're saying B Magic, but that's because of, are we talking about because of the URL battles also?
No, I'm talking about he's a big name.
Excuse me?
I'm saying he's a bigger name. Like, Rum Nitty's getting a big name like B Magic, while Danny Myers is still getting cats that maybe don't have a big, big name like that. Besides Bricks, but he's not getting big names like that.
If Rum Nitty makes that shit debatable, then what?
But,
bro, because it probably comes down to business is what I'm saying. You never know who's reaching out to who and shit like that. Danny Myers got mad battles coming up right now.
See, that's the behind-the-scenes shit that we're not going to know. But I'm just going to
say
Myers deserves a fucking mid-tier nigga. He could take on Illwill right now. He could beat a K-Shine right now. He would beat K-Shine right now.
I think so, too.
I think he would beat Cortez right now.
I hope. Oh, whoa. Cortez?
Yeah, I think Danny Myers would beat Cortez right now.
Okay. That's cool.
He could beat Arsenal right now.
He could beat Arsenal right now?
Right now.
Woo. Okay. I'm not saying he can't. I fuck with him, my brother. That's my brother. Like, all right. We threw him up to the top with the legends. we passed the top 10. We threw him with the legends just now with Arsenal. Okay.
We've only seen two battles of Rum Nitty, and this nigga's getting, I don't know. Oof, crazy.
Yo, we gotta do a show that just does this debate. It does these matchup debates.
But right, we got to salute. We got to sign off, though. We got to salute everybody that called in. Sway, of course. Blow, salute, spit that heat. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/topbattleraps, twitter.com/angryfan007, twitter.com/3letterman. Follow Cass's YouTube page. You already know you guys watch all that shit. The recaps, blogs, everything. YouTube.com/angryfan007, the official YouTube page for the show. YouTube.com/angryfansradio. Fellas.
Yo, yo, fuck with your boy, angryfan 007, nigga. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement. You know what time it is.
It's your boy, 3-letter man, a.k.a. D-R-E, a.k.a. we got Michael Vick, a.k.a. we getting Deshaun Jackson. Holla at your boy.
Peace.
Peace.
All right.